systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, June 12th, 2009. My name's Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And thank you so much for checking out episode number 204. This motherfucking shit we do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Usually around 10 or 11 o'clock on Montana time. How the fuck are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Once again, thank you guys so much for coming out on a Friday night. You ain't got nothing better to do, and neither do we.
Not a damn thing.
So here it is. We're tired. We're drained.
Let me
tell you about a fucking day today, okay? You know, when you have kids, your life totally changes. Your days just, they never end. I get up this morning. I take the kids to daycare, drop them off.
Right.
That ain't cheap.
No.
How much do we pay in daycare bills, at least?
About $200 every month.
At least?
At least.
And that's just for fucking daycare.
Depending or not if the kids throw up.
Right.
They charge their pants.
Right. That's extra.
Right.
On a per kid basis. How many kids are we up to now?
Four?
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 Three or four?
Four and a half.
I quit counting after
that's
the
first.
That's
why my boobs got so big. I don't know if you know.
I was wondering that. I was like, are you on the rag? And
no,
she's like, no.
I haven't been on the rack for about 5 months,
I'm
babe.
I'm just breastfeeding.
And I keep
in track. I'm like, fuck. So we do that. We drop off the fucking kids. And then we both go to works. Because, you know, we
right.
both have to have two jobs apiece.
To keep the kids
right.
up.
Right. It's like a 0.5 job per child for children.
Gotta be able to buy
two,
my baby Gap.
Carry the one. That's like four jobs between the two of us.
Right.
Work all fucking day. Get off work. You pick up two, I pick up... I only picked up one today. That's why I was wondering.
Two.
I was like, how many did we...
I got the
we...
one in the belly. We're missing one.
Wait, you're pregnant again?
That's what I just said.
Oh, fuck me. Are you...
I said four and a half.
You know, I remember when we first hooked up, you were like, oh, I can't have any kids. You can come inside me all you want. I'm like, fucking sweet. And then boom, 9 months later,
we got four
hey,
kids.
Why are you getting so fat? Oh, I'm pregnant by what the unfucking believable. So yeah, we was started the show earlier, but fuck man, by the time we picked them up and then got home and then you gotta fucking feed them, I guess, otherwise they never
them.
Jesus. Yeah, I just take my two and just fucking hose them in the sink.
My two are kind of the smelly kids.
Yeah. Like, I don't think you bathe yours at all, do you?
Once a month.
Yeah, you need
kinda
to...
Kind of like a dog.
Because I think mine got crabs or something from... And I think they got them from yours or from the daycare. I'm not quite sure yet.
Probably the daycare.
But I had to pay extra for that. It's like 25 cents per crab. Do you know that? They charge on a per crab basis now.
Right,
it's
okay.
Fucking bullshit.
Huh.
So we fucking finally get home and shit, you know, feed them and spray them down and sanitize. That's what I use on mine. I get those buckets of that hand sanitizer shit.
Because
then you don't have to dry them off and shit. And they're not like dogs. They won't just, you know, I mean, they're kind of like dogs, but they're not. They won't just shake off. So this hand sanitizer stuff, you don't even have to wash them now. You just fucking cover them in that, rub it in, and then it dries just like that.
Well, I use Advantage.
I'll tell you a secret.
You put Advantage on the back of their neck, and then you spray them down with that non-water cat bathing
right,
stuff.
Right. I used to use No More Tears, but they cried anyway, so I was like, well, this
right.
is pointless. But fuck, truth be told, that gel stuff, the sanitizer,
right.
it's like 90-something percent alcohol.
Nice.
I take shots of it. I'm not going to lie to you guys. You know, you're washing them off. You hate your fucking life because all of a sudden, you know, last thing I knew, I was graduating college. I was getting a good job at my dad's law firm and boom, smacked upside my head. Now we got like four, how many?
Six.
Six kids now? It never fucking ends. These people where I work at, they were like, hey, we're all going camping. I'm like, oh, man, camping sounds fun. We should go camping this weekend.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, you know, bring your kids out because we're going. You know, we don't have any kids, but we have a dog. And, you know, our dog's kind of like our child. We fucking talk to it every single day like it's a fucking child. And it drives our water guy fucking crazy. But, you know, fuck him. So I'm like, well, you know, I can't afford another fucking babysitter. And they're like, no, bring them. Because, you know, we're going up there with a bunch of our friends and they're all bringing their kids.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, that would be really fucking awful. If I had to go camping, I'm going to go to relax.
Not the be last, surrounded by a bunch of children.
The last thing I want to hear, I want to hear trees rustling. I want to hear
some water moving.
Right, probably some water moving. I want to hear my girlfriend moaning.
Some growling in the woods.
Some probably, yeah, some right. Growling. I do not want to hear children screaming. I don't want to hear them talking.
Crying.
I don't want to hear them coming up to me going, What's that? Why? How come? What's that? Why? You're shorter than my daddy. What's that? Why? I could not imagine what that would be like.
So is that why I was pretending I have children?
Wait, so we don't?
Sure we do.
Nah, no. Why would we do that? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yes.
Could you imagine, though, if, like, no. I met you?
No.
Oh, real quick. Brayden's not here. Here at Jamhole Corporate, we give our people two-week paid vacations every year. And, you know, he's been with us for probably a good year and a half now, and he still hasn't taken his vacation. So I'm like, well, take a couple weeks off. You look like you could use a break. And he's like, yeah, I could definitely use a break. I'm like, all right.
So what's he doing for that paid vacation?
Probably working and hanging out with his brother and probably catch up on some fucking video games.
Rock climbing,
right. I guess. I don't fucking know.
So, for the record, I don't have children.
You think?
And I still cannot have children.
Nor would I want. So, let's put yourself in that position. If your friends were like, hey, we're all going camping this weekend, would you go?
No, of course not.
Just because there are going to be kids there, or do you just not like camping?
I like camping.
I love camping, but fuck your kids.
Fuck your kids, yeah. No.
That's what they said. They, like, the people where I work at, they're like, oh, you and, you know, there's going to be a bunch of couples up there, and we're going. You and Danny should come up. I'm like, oh, that'd be cool. Which, you know, who's going? And then she started saying that, like, the salt guy that was on, mm-hmm. who has the girl whose ex we fucking hounded because he was being a prick and making death threats.
Yeah, yeah.
So okay. Him and that girl are going up there, and she has those twin boys.
Uh-huh.
And then another couple and their kid are going.
Right.
And then another couple and their, like, two or three kids are going. And they told me all that, and I'm like, yeah.
You know what? This isn't sounding so good anymore.
Do you know who the fuck you're talking to?
I'm allergic to
children.
Woods.
No, I just straight up don't. I'm like, I am allergic to children. I don't like them. I don't want to spend my day off around them. I don't want to spend my day on around them. Definitely not my fucking day off.
I actually had a conversation with a coworker of mine today who is a father.
Of course.
And
who isn't, though, really?
Right, I don't know. You.
And you.
Of course I'm not a father.
Well, right.
But I'm not a mother either.
And that was one of the huge setbacks before I met you. Like, every girl that would be like, oh, wow, she's kind of pretty. I should go talk to... Oh, is that a car seat? Yeah.
So you just assumed that I had a kid because I was over 20.
I just
20
assumed, and that's why...
I was semi-good looking.
Exactly.
Right.
Semi.
Thanks.
Well, you are over 20, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was talking with my coworker today, and I actually got him to respect the fact that... You know, just to listen to where I come from on the standing of having kids and all that good stuff, I'm like, you know, it's not a big deal if you have a kid. Just keep it away from me. Don't talk to me about it. Don't bring it up to me while I'm working in
I don't
want to
go into your office and deliver water and see your wallpaper set as your ugly right. fucking kid. God, I hate that. I fucking hate that.
I respect a person who has a child and takes the responsibility and is the parent that they should
right.
be.
Right. I don't
and
respect
cool.
dropping your child off at daycare every
right.
single fucking day
right.
and letting
being,
other people raise your child.
Or being 16 years old, thinking you're ready
right.
for a kid, having it, and then pawning it off on your
because
parents.
Because dollhouses are fun, so why wouldn't this be fun?
Right.
Yeah. No, but, I do not. I have
so
no time, no respect for
it
that
shit. It was
just
really cool to hear a father who is around my age go, you know what? I totally agree with you. I'm a parent, and I totally agree with you.
Because he knows he probably fucked up.
Well, no, he knows. He's like, you know, I stepped up. I had to grow up. I realized I messed up, but I'm taking care of it.
Like, we don't have that. I mean, we're pretty busy with this show, and, you know, we both work and stuff.
Yeah.
And I do things on the side, web design and writing hip-hop albums and shit. But I could not imagine if there was a child thrown into that mix. Like, you would have to give up a lot of fucking things. And all your life is reduced to is working and raising your kid.
Right.
And that is it. There is no time. There is no money. Even if you had time, there's no fucking money.
Yeah.
All the money is going towards foods and clothes and diapers and fucking toys and vaccinations and school, and like it never fucking ends.
Yeah.
And you would think that right there would be a huge enough fucking thing to
and
where people are like, whoa, yeah. maybe I shouldn't be doing this, but they fucking do it anyway.
Yeah. Well, you know, and some people like are just born to be a parent, I guess you could
breeders,
say.
They're born breeders.
Yeah,
some people
like they just
I
have
was
it in
born,
their head. For,
I was born a leader. Some are born a breeder. That's all.
Shut up.
That's all.
They just have it in their head from, like, the time they hit puberty to when they do have a kid that they want to be a parent.
Is what is that, though? Like,
I don't
how
know. My friend's
the TV
girlfriend
watch?
Wife thing that's Prego now, that's how she was the whole time. He caught her skipping her birth control. She had a
like, I tricked you?
Yeah, kind of. Like,
see, you should be able to sue for that
yeah.
shit. If a chick
but he caught
is
her and she didn't get pregnant. But she bought a whole nursery set.
So then another chick gets pregnant?
I don't know.
He's got a kid now, you said.
Well, yeah, now with the same chick.
Oh, okay.
Like,
so
they planned it out.
Oh, they're like, since you want it so bad, okay.
Yeah, she's nuts about it, dude. And, like, back when they first
find
got together.
Another chick.
Before they got married, they lived in an apartment. She had bought an entire nursery set before she was even pregnant.
See, that.
And she was still on birth control.
That's psychosis.
Yes.
That is
but
psychosis.
Some
right
people
there
are like that and cannot wait to start a life with their significant other and have a family. And go
why,
goo-goo nuts
though?
Over kids.
I
don't know.
That's what I never understood. It's like
and those
tradition?
People end up being the strictest parents ever.
Is it just tradition then?
I guess.
Like that's what your parents' parents did and then your parents did and now it's like you're just on autopilot.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
I don't know. Because
that is such a life-altering
decision.
Event. Yeah.
It is. $450 or whatever, $600 to get rid of it? Or
the morning after pill?
The rest of your fucking existence, or, you know, the next 18 years, or plus some, 28 years.
Right, right.
Your kid's going to be bugging you.
That's amazing.
And it's just, but I do respect parents that do step up and take care of their children.
Well, yeah,
and be
you,
the parent.
That's good, but I, you. If you don't respect yourself, at least respect others or maybe the planet that you're living on, because this thing can only support so many people.
Yeah.
And we're about there, I think, if not a little bit over the point of the Point Break with Keanu Reeves and yeah. that other dude.
And my coworker, he was like, you know what, and I totally respect people like you who know that they're not ready for a kid and know that they wouldn't be a good parent. He goes, you know that? You're aware of it, so you don't have kids. And I'm like, that's right. And he goes, no, I wish more people who were like that would be, you know, just know about it and know
yeah.
not to do it. Because there's 16, 17-year-old kids that are not done partying yet, not done doing drugs, not done having fun, and not ready to have a kid, but they think they are.
Do you think there's any percentage of that happening to where it's the 17-year-old's parents that are like, it's okay if you do that, you have a kid, we want a granddaughter? Do you think that it's that
probably
kind of thing? And then they're like, okay, well, we can get pregnant and have a kid, and then we can just give it to my mom and dad, and they'll raise it because they're retired. They don't need to raise me anymore, so now there's this huge gap in their life because that's all they know. So they're
maybe
like, hey, 16-year-old daughter or son of mine, how about you go bring daddy home a baby or something
my
like that?
My dad's been actually bugging me since I was 20 to have a kid.
Really?
Not like bugging, but like, you
right
know.
Not like popping holes
no
in all your condoms
no
and shit
not like
that.
Because
right,
see,
right
as a kid, my dad hounded in my head, do not have sex. Do not have a child. You bring home, you come home and say you're pregnant, you're dead. D-E-A-D, dead.
D-E-D,
so
dead.
That's why, to this day, I don't have a kid.
Well, thank
because
you.
Because my dad raised me like that.
High five.
High five.
For us.
Fucking done.
Fucking
yeah
yeah.
But he came to me and he's like, you know what? My son's gay. Okay. And he's still going to have a kid somehow. Some
he's
way,
cool,
whatever
though. I like
I
him.
Like, he's great. He's my brother. What can I say? My only brother. My favorite brother.
Mom.
But he came to me and he's like, you know, I would like to be a grandfather someday. He's like, you can't have it in your head that you're just never going to have kids. And I'm like, well, Dad, that's kind of how it is. It's kind of your fault, too. And he's like, well, I wouldn't mind being a grandfather. I'm like, well, you know, Mikey is gay, but I guarantee you he'll give you a grandkid.
Before we do.
Before I do.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know. He's like, I think you'll have a kid. You'll change your mind, and you're going to have a girl, and it's going to be just like you, and you're going to go through hell, and I'm going to feed it all the fucking candy in the world.
Oh, thanks.
And I'm like, no, Dad, no.
I always remember that, too. Like, growing up, my mom always used to tell me, she's like, one of these days, you're going to have kids, and they're going to be to you like you are to me. Like, if I'd fuck up and do something, or
yeah
when she was disappointed, she's like, you'll get yours,
uh-huh,
you just wait. And ever since then, I think I've always been like, so if I don't have a kid, I'll never get mine, and
right
everything will be cool.
My dad just wants me to have a girl so I can raise it like he raised me, you know what I mean? So because it's he thinks little girls are cool because like you can manipulate them and bring them up to
whoa
be not
whoa
like that.
Hey, you want a piece of candy?
No, but you can mold their
whoa
minds into not being the total slutty whatever.
You can sure
stereotypical
you,
girl.
Listen, you can sure as shit fucking try, but you have nowhere near the fucking power that shows and television and advertisements
right
have.
That's why
so
you just don't have TV at home.
It, or that. That is very good. Thing.
If I did have a child, I would not let it watch TV. I would download or buy the cartoons and stuff I used to watch when I was a kid, and I would let them watch them.
And here you go, and that's it.
There you go, and I'm going to take you fishing and hunting, and then that's going to be it. You're going to grow up and be like me.
Nice.
Nice.
And I definitely couldn't, like, a lot of podcasts that are in the podcast gangbang with us, the PGB, podcastgangbang.com,
uh-huh,
and a lot of them do have kids, and I can maybe now see why you do shows once a week, and they're like, you know, 30,
you don't
40,
have time
40 minutes long, because, and granted, I guess if your wife is home and she's not doing the show with you because, you know, this is bros time, the rest of the week is you and your wife and your kids.
And that's really
family
sad
time
that you can't share something this cool with your significant other, which
yeah
I kind of think sucks, like
yeah
with Josh and his girl. Like, I saw her once.
I don't
she's
know,
never
man
come on.
I don't
want to,
like, talk shit about someone I don't know, but she seems like a bitch. Just
I'm not
from what he
go
said
that far.
See, just from what he said, though, like, oh, I go out four-wheeling, and I come home,
yeah,
and she's on my shit.
I like that when
she's like a little fucking baby about it. Like, well, I'll just lock myself in the fucking bathroom then, because I'm a little fucking adult child. And
I like
yeah
that.
That's all I've heard about her, though. So she may be really nice. She always cooks some dinner.
Yeah.
Well, so I guess that's kind of cool.
I liked it when she jumped on his case for having, what's her name? The girl on it?
Which one?
The girl on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, her. Right.
Yeah, her.
Okay.
She passed out on the couch.
So, right.
And Josh's girlfriend or whatever came in the room and was like, she just passed out on the couch. You need to get in here. I'm like, stop the show. And he totally halted and Gia's stopped. Okay, I guess this is it for the show. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll be back on this day.
I'm going to go find my balls now.
But she came in just pissed because I was watching the live feed and she's wearing her like blue sweat suit.
The sweats are on, that's it.
That's no, awesome. But I'm not going to go as far as to say she's a bitch or anything, because I don't
Josh,
know her.
Okay, how about this? Megan, Josh, if you're listening, Josh makes you sound like a bitch.
He does. But I don't personally know, so I can't say that. But it just sucks that he can't share that with his girlfriend or like any other podcast that sit down and do this. Like the only ones I've ever heard of besides me and you doing this is Keith and the Girl.
Yeah, but and Don and Drew. And I mean, there's a few out there like that. That fucking stupid, what's that dumb show? Fuck me.
Where it sounds like they're on the phone.
Uncast. Yeah, well, that one, but they don't live in the same place. Yeah. But the Duh Theory and Uncast, it's like that. But it's like you're sitting in listening to a conversation from the two most dullest people in the world. And
it
you're
just irks
like,
me. It's like, are
how
seriously?
Do you even have sex? This just, oh, God.
It just makes me wonder, is it because people raise girls to not grow up and have their own mindset?
Well, they're starting to get away from that now. Like, the more generations you go down, I think it's starting to get a little... It's further away from barefoot, pregnant, in the kitchen, cooking and doing dishes. And that's why when we make jokes of that, it's funny. Because it was actually like that. I win. Next topic.
But are they not intelligent enough to hold a conversation?
That probably not, also.
It just bothers me. It's like, really, girls, ladies, vajayjay people?
Step up your game, bitches. You know, I mean, look at Shazam. She's got a fucking awesome blog that she just started a while ago, randomrimjobs.com, and it's already fucking booming, like cutting deals with
Chicks
HBO.
Chicks can be smart.
Yeah.
They can be smart.
Sometimes.
And interesting, if they're not dumb twats.
You gotta keep that vulva in check, because the vulva, that's what'll fucking fuck you. Or get fucked. That's what'll get fucked up, man. That vulva.
Anyway.
So, today, I was at the gas station getting gas and shit, and I think maybe these are a lot of the same kind of people, but you know those fucking shoes, they're like nurse shoes, I guess?
Crocs?
Crocs, clogs, clods.
Are they the
Crocs?
Like
the rubber,
looking
the
ones
ugly fucking rubber thing
with the holes in the side?
Yeah,
Crocs.
Yeah, yeah.
Crocs.
Crocs.
Yeah,
I fucking hate those.
I hate
things.
Those too. They're kitchen shoes too.
Are they?
Because they're non-slip, and if they're totally enclosed, and they just have the band on the back, you know what I mean? They look like clogs,
right?
And that's what a lot of people wear in my kitchen.
So you have like normal shoes that you have to tie, and that's fine. And then you have, like, Velcro shoes, like, when you get older and you're just, you can't tie anymore, so you have to, like, Velcro. And then it's, like, clogs, or what are they called?
Crocs. Crocs.
Fucking stupid gay rubber shoes. Those are, like, under that, the fucking Velcro, like, for retards and shit. They just, you slip them on, they're soft, so you can't hurt yourself with them.
Have you ever try to pair on?
No, I've heard they're so comfortable, but so are my fucking Vans. Like, who gives
the
a
shit?
The
only thing I don't like about them is that they're so light. Like, I have to have a heavier shoe.
It's like you're walking on air.
Well, I have a messed up ankle and I have to have the side support thing.
Yeah,
whatever,
see, Shazam says, don't they make feet sweaty? Yeah,
they do.
I would imagine they make your feet like if you just took your normal shoes and just didn't wear any socks. I think it would be like that.
It's kind of
like
that.
And that is so gross.
But
that is
my shoes.
And all these offices I go into, there's always like girls now. And the new thing in offices, I don't know if you guys have this where you guys are at, but lately I've been seeing a lot of this. Instead of the chair, like what you're sitting in, an office chair, they're using these big giant rubber fucking balls. And it's so funny because I go in there and I see this big, like, bright orange or neon green or, like, bright
hot. Like a yoga ball thing?
Yeah, I think that's what they are. Bright, hot, pink,
and
shit.
So they can stretch in their cubicle?
No, but they have no chairs now. It's like they sit.
They don't have anything to lean on.
They sit on that and they're on their desk and shit and they're always, like, rolling back and forth. But it's so funny because the ball looks like a lot of these women, and now that they're sitting on that, It looks like a fucking snowman. It's like big old fat ball, which is the rubber yoga ball. Middle-sized pretty big old fat ball, which is their butt. And then the next medium-sized ball, that's their fucking...
Fupa.
And their boobs probably are up in there somewhere. And then the little tiny fucking ball on top is their little fucking pea head.
Oh,
and it
man.
Just, and they sit there and they like weeble wobble.
And weebles wobble, oh. But they don't fall down.
That's
I used to love that commercial. I had one of those.
But so between that and then they're all wearing these Crocs. Crocodile Dundees.
Crocs.
Like, the smell is so foul
plastic
now.
Rubber.
It's sweaty. Like, if I fucking just wore a condom around my dick and both of my balls all day, just delivering fucking, like, 2 tons of water, just a busy fucking day, and then you smelled that, like, that's what it smells like walking into there.
That's gross.
Smells like my sweaty ball sack.
Well, back to shoes. My shoes that I wear in the kitchen, my kitchen shoes or whatever... They're almost exactly like Crocs, but they're not rubber. They're leather. And they have a backing on them, and they're thick, and they have support. Like, each shoe weighs, like, about 1.5 pounds, almost 2 pounds. And I have insoles in them.
I'm too light for gravity. Like, if I don't have a heavy shoe, I just float off into
it's
space.
It's weird for me. I gotta have a heavy
That's
shoe.
That's weird for me, too. The first time that happened, I freaked the fuck out. I'm lucky I was around a bunch of trees and shit.
But I like the whole slip-on thing. This is for me personally because I work in a very messy kitchen. The meat and stuff doesn't fall on my feet and get stuck in my shoelaces because
I hate when that happens.
I do. My dog started eating my shoes after that. So I got
Yeah, I'm really surprised the cat doesn't just go over there and like barbecue fucking feast over here.
Well, I think she kind of got tired of it after I like start chasing her with it.
I'm sick of barbecue sauce. Can you bring home something else?
Like when today I pulled my my clothes out of my bag that I wore at work. And I was like, here, kitty, here's barbecue. And, like, shoved it in her face.
Like,
and she ran away kind of crying.
Barbecue again. Cool.
Because I pulled it out of the bag, and that's all I smelled was sweat and barbecue.
It's gross.
It's
but,
so great.
So what I was going to say about the whole clog?
Crocs.
Crocs.
C-R-O-C-S.
Got it. Right. Fuck. Those things are getting...
They're expensive.
Are they?
Very.
How much for a pair of
Original
Crocs?
Crocs. That
the
have
original
real foam.
Autographed by the douche that
no,
fucking invented them.
They have kind of Crocs, like imitation Crocs at Walmart.
No,
and all that stuff.
I want the real thing.
Okay, the real thing, they're like $40 a pair.
For a fucking big old giant thick
Well, they have
condom.
Like Dr. Scholl shit in them, and they're like all gel and foam and blah, blah, blah.
Okay, so check this out.
What?
At the gas station today,
this morning.
You know they always have at the front where you go pay, they always have like all the stupid little trinket
things.
Hey, do you have more money
lighter?
Than... Do you have a lighter? Do you have a stupid fucking this or that?
Off?
Or fucking do you need 5-hour energy? Or, you know, it's like, no, I think I'm good.
Yeah.
I saw a box, like a box, I almost said a box it, like a box and a bucket. They got this container with little Croc shoe... keychains in it. And I saw it. I was like, oh my God! Why? Fuck! Why are you doing that? Guess how much?
$9.99.
Whoa. No, $6.99. But still, like, it's a rubber fucking... How much is the Keith and the Girl keychain? Like, I got
like
one somewhere.
$2?
But
maybe?
I got... Yeah, I didn't pay for mine, but it's... Like, that is so much cooler than that, because with the Keith and the Girl keychain, it's a bottle opener, so you could open a bottle with it. With this little keychain Croc, like, you can't put it on or anything. It's, like, so small.
And it's not representing anything that's going to give you any source of entertainment
at
all. No,
you're just like, check this out.
No cool lights, no sound.
Well, I got the same color as my actual Crocs, so, like, when we're just, like,
so
walking
cool.
down the street, like, just fucking... chilling.
I'm done talking to you.
Steez popping. You can, like, have your keychain on one of those cool fucking lanyard things that... Who's the douche fuck that made those cool? Because I hate that, too.
What are they?
A lot of people that work at Teletech and shit have them. A lot of, like, jocks, I guess, have. I don't know.
But
it's like a necklace thing, kind of, but with a loop at the end of it for your keys. And they always, like, I see them, like, wearing their fucking, their phones around them or their keys.
Oh, with the badge and stuff
yeah,
they have on
but
the tag?
It's made just for your keys and shit. Huh. So it totally fucking reminds me of that. It's like those are the same kind of people that would have their little croc fucking keychain that they paid $7 for. It's a keychain.
You know what bugs
you? Put your keys on it.
You know what bugs me in restaurants? You know, okay, it's kind of cool, but I don't like it at the same time. You know those, you put them around your neck, you gotta soak them in water first, and you put it around your neck, and it's got this gel thing in it, and it's supposed to be all cold, and you put it around your neck, and it's supposed to keep you from getting hot, or whatever.
What?
And so, when I went to go open new stores or whatever for...
What's in that? Oh, it's frozen peas.
It's like this what? Weird gel stuff, and my friend was like, here, try it, because it's like... fucking hot as balls in there, and we're like, all right, I put it on, and like, you gotta tie it around so it looks like some gay scarf,
like the
thing.
Big gay owl scarf.
Yeah,
that's,
it looks
awesome.
Like that.
I and want then, one of those too,
and it is cool.
Can I like, hang my croc from it?
Sure,
fuck yeah.
But it's cold and it does keep you cool, but because of the gel on the inside, it kind of leaks out.
Nice. And it's
so
kind of,
it makes you all gooey and sticky
and
feeling.
Blue,
and you look really fucking gay
and
wearing
it's kind of poisonous and it
probably
kills people,
right?
Kind of.
I always stuck it in the freezer though, so that way the gel would just freeze.
So yeah, I do, I just, that fucking, that blew me away. That
fucking
they're so popular
chains.
That now, yeah, it's just a
they're
little
so dumb.
Miniature. Yeah,
I
whatever.
Tried wearing them for a little bit. I hated
the
them.
The price is what blew me away the most, though.
Of
I
course.
Think like most of the little shit up there's like $2
I mean,
or $3. These are like $6.99. Like,
even like for the regular pair of shoes, man, I'm not paying over fucking $20 for a pair of rubber shoes.
It's funny to me. It's like you go in there and you're like, I'll take $5 in gas and a $6.99
fucking
keychain,
right? With that can do nothing
oh,
for me at all.
It's so unfucking believable,
right?
So this the past day, I guess yesterday, the past day.
I gotta fart.
Do it. No, don't. Oh, I was kidding.
Too late.
God damn you!
Sorry.
And the fans blowing. That is.
I'm over here.
Braden,
just gonna
please,
sit with me.
Please come back, Braden. Braden didn't fart on the show. I'm so fucking sad at you right now.
Sad at me?
But so, yeah, all day yesterday, check this out. Best day ever, right? I get off work.
Kay.
Not too bad, just fucking chilling.
Pick up the kids.
Okay. Blow my fucking brains out on the way home. Crash the car.
Best
everyone,
day ever. Kay.
Everyone dies. Ugh. Fuck. But I get home, and I'm like, man, I gotta do some web stuff. And then, remember a while ago we took a trip to New York?
Yeah.
Remember all that video?
All that awesome stuff?
Right when I was gonna resume editing it, you broke the bio so I couldn't resume editing it?
I didn't break it.
You broke
the
it.
The RAM fucking fried out.
By proxy. By the HUD sucker proxy, you broke it.
Okay, fine. I was the last one to touch it before
movie.
It died.
Right.
Sorry.
So, I got home and, like, literally, walked in the door, grabbed the fucking pipe, grabbed the smoke, sat down, got fucking tore up. Like, here's my floor all the way up. Just fucking tore the fuck up. And I sat down. And I'm like, yes. Fucking.
Excuse me.
Blew the fuck through all that fucking video. Not all of it.
You did like 6 of them, didn't you?
Fucking A, dude. Thejamhole.com/YouTube. Check that shit the fuck out. If there's mistakes.
Oh,
that's
wow.
My bad. But awesome. There's like 5 or 6. And these are the videos. Yeah, see, MDS knows. If,
I love
the
MDS
versus
Fiola debate
in part 6. Totally, you see MDS like you've
wasted.
Never ever seen him before. We got us chilling on a fucking subway, like the car, not the food, and just they are wasted, just going at it. Like, wow, dude, did you have an awesome night or what? And I was gonna do some more. But then, like, remember a while ago when I first edited the video, I put the video I took of Angie the Strange up.
Yeah.
And I got yelled at because I wasn't supposed to do that.
That is no.
Right, that was no. So I have video from the pre-show after Viva Pachiva got out.
Yeah.
And then everyone was chilling, and then we went in for the live show.
The live show.
Right, like, video of all that. And I'm like, I wonder if this is the same thing now, because I thought, I didn't see anything wrong with it, but then when he explained it, I'm like, okay, yeah, that totally makes sense. I just totally didn't even think of that.
Mm-hmm.
So this, I'm like, okay, it seems okay to me, but
let me check.
Am I going to get an email in like 20 minutes that's like, you fucking idiot. What the fuck did I say? Like, angry shit, take it down again. So I emailed him first. I'm like, hey, this is going to sound really dumb, but can I put this one up? And he was like, yeah, that one's totally fine.
Well, because it's in a room.
Yeah, and it
was before the show even started, yeah. Just with a bunch of friends and stuff. I mean,
but it was still their thing, though,
yeah,
which is why I'm like, okay, so is this? Yeah, but he said it was cool. So tomorrow I'll get all that shit. I got all weekend to fucking do the putter site, work some more podcastgangbang.com site. Everyone is doing well.
Yeah.
I was honestly, truth be told, I was expecting like 404 errors cannot be found, this page cannot be displayed, shit like that. When you give 7 different comedy podcasts, like, they're funny, they're like smart asses, like, hey,
you're like, haha,
watch this, I just disabled everyone's shit, now I put up a homepage of the Goatsy Dude or something, you
yeah,
know, like, ha ha ha.
Weird.
And the Goatsy Dude, it says, this is the jam hole with an error, and then, you know, this the other dude, and it's like, this is me, and yeah. So I was very pleased that, you know, everything was working.
Proud,
everything was cool. People had episode posts up, so now there's one feed you can subscribe to. You can get 7 different podcasts, and they're all...
How in Stereo Radiation's About Us link, it just goes right to their fucking homepage.
Some of them did it lazy. Some of them put a little more thought into
that
it.
That does work, though.
Me.
I mean, there's a little bio right there, and that's cool. So.
And then, you know, I'm listening to Big Mouth's episode today, and they're like, I don't know if Matt did this on purpose or, you know, if it's supposed to be like this, but we're all administrators, and he's like, I'm going to, you know, it'll be cool for a while, and then all of a sudden, once it's getting a lot of traffic, I'm going to, like, lock it down and just have it point to BigMousePodcast.com.
What
and
a
I'm like,
dick.
You son of a bitch. He's like, I got the fucking keys to the fuse box right here, but Matt probably has, you know, owns the whole server that it's on.
The
and
skeleton
yeah,
key.
So I could, yeah, exactly. But it's coming along nice. I like having just one feed there that I, like,
it
every
cool.
day I get a new different fucking show, and it's all, you know, they all roll with the PGP thumbs up approval, dick out,
did
fucking.
You say PGP?
PGB.
You said P.
You down with PGB?
You
yeah, you
PGP.
Know me. I said PGB. Don't make me go to the instant replay.
I will go
replay.
Back later.
Do you want to go through the instant replay right now? I'll do it.
Not right now.
Please, not right
we'll
now.
We'll do it after the show. I'll show you. You said P.
That's
oh,
awesome.
Hey, since MDS is here, I kind of actually wore this hat for him.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
Because he'll know what it is.
Oh, okay.
Unlike every other person in this state. So, yeah, MDS, can you see my hat?
Mm-hmm. 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 Is he saying the first three are fucked, I'm going to assume? 4 is missing, 5 won't load, 6 is awesome. I think they all work. I don't know. I'll take a look at it tomorrow. But yeah, thejamhole.com/YouTube, you'll see those videos. You'll see the fucking, the cripple fight video that we narrate.
Me and
you did that one. That was a good video. You'll see the tongue piercing and the fucking salvia experiments. There's all sorts of shit. There's 20 emo poetry episodes. From when I first
still have not watched
recorded
those.
I haven't watched them again. I had fun doing them. I was like learning the program and shit.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
You gotta have retarded videos first, right?
So remember, oh, so, you know, he's talking all this shit about how he could, you know, easily break the site and stuff. So this morning I get up and I get on it and it's like, hey, WordPress new versions out. Click here to upgrade automatically. I'm like, fucking sweet. Upgrade automatically. It's like, cool. Everything's cool. Everything's cool. Everything's cool. Fucking done. Click here to go back to what the fuck you were doing. And I'm like, click. and it's like everything's cool. Fucking boom, nothing. Sight is gone. And I'm like,
what the hell?
Did I do that? Fuck. And apparently, like, I mean, we figured it out throughout the day, but like, nerd speaking here, when I upgraded to the new version, the theme I was using wasn't cool with the new version. And so it just was like, I don't know what to do. And that was it. But it's,
I don't know
it's,
what to do, but.
Yeah, but it's all cool and working now. So podcastgangbang.com. Lots of good shows there. Just fucking hanging out, chilling. Remember when I was talking the other day about riding around with Jesse and playing the I Got Your Nose game today?
Yeah.
So today, he's out of school and shit now, so he can just come with me whenever.
That's why we were so uber busy today.
Being out. Kids having all their graduation money and money that parents pay them.
Bad idea to cut every fucking cook besides me. Thanks, managers.
Nice.
And I got so busy, and he's just over there doing dishes. And I'm running. I'm pouring sweat. Like, I don't sweat much from the face, but I'm actually dripping. And, like, I'm running all over the place. He's like, are you okay? Do you need help? And I look at him sarcastically, and I'm like, no, I'm just fine. And he's like,
asshole.
Okay, and keeps doing dishes. I'm like,
really?
You kidding me?
That's fantastic.
Really? And I was like, fine, fuck it. I'll just take forever. It's fine.
I'll do it.
Whatever. And I did. I busted it out like an $800 hour by myself.
So I started a new game today since he was going to come with. And he's like, yo, I need to get some hours in so my paycheck is good. I'm like, all right, cool. Today's game, not the get your nose game. Know what it is?
What?
This
Dr.
game.
Penis?
This game, no, we played that the week before the Gotcha Nose game.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Who's got whose penis?
Well, at the end of the game, for some reason, I ended up having his, and we couldn't find mine, so
it wasn't very good. Song Detachable Penis.
Not a very positive game. But so today's awesome game was called Can You Do the Route Without My Feet Touching the Ground game. And that meant every stop, we would have to get the job done, but my feet couldn't touch the ground. So basically, I couldn't leave the truck. So I ended up having
to be lazy as shit.
Right. So, well, no, it's a game we play. He's not that good at it. I'll tell you, he didn't win. You know what the grand prize was?
What?
A brand new 16 gig iPod Touch loaded with Jam Hole episodes. He didn't win, though, so maybe we'll have to figure out something else to do with that. But he started out, he started out really strong, but then, you know, every now and then, my feet touch the ground, and then, you know, you don't get points for that, so. Sucks, dude, you could have had a brand new 16K iPod Nano, wait, what did I say? iPod Touch, excuse my face.
Loaded with Jam
Hole
episodes.
With fucking Jam Hole episodes.
And the Book of Matthew album.
Right, and the Jam Hole videos. We have a lot of stuff.
We do. I don't think it's going to make it for 16 gigs, man. You got to get 30.
There's like 14 of just episodes. I'm not even kidding. We have a very extensive.
You're
going to
need a 120.
A repertoire.
Do they have a 120 touch yet?
Not yet.
Because that would be pretty sweet.
If you modified it.
I bet.
You do it. With like a bunch of flash, little tiny like flash drives, like micro SD flash drives, like fucking 10 of them, just 5 and 5, and just fucking boom, just pack that fucker full of micro SD, like 16 gig cards.
Oh,
holy
God,
I just came in my pants a little bit. That'd be amazing.
anyway. Nerd.
Oh, I got, check this shit out.
Checking.
Driving, delivering, playing the game, right?
Okay.
This was one that got him negative points because I had to do it. I go in, and it's this place that finds jobs for people. Just
okay,
throwing that out there. And I go in there, and the lady's like, no, we're not going to need any water. Probably in a couple weeks, I'm going to have you guys come pick up the cooler and all that shit. And I'm like, oh, was there something wrong with it? Or, you know, was there a problem with the service or anything?
Oh, God, don't
and
tell me.
She looks at me, and she almost starts crying. Aww. And, like, literally, I was sad.
They're going out of business, aren't they?
Yes, holy shit, how did you know that?
Because they find people jobs, and it's an ironic situation.
But she was like, we're going under. We're not making enough money. And then right right after she said that, she said something, and then she's like, and we're probably going to lose our house. And as she was saying that,
she's
like,
choking on
tears,
it.
Tears, like, fucking, I felt bad, dude. I was like, you can, here's a free glass of water. Oh, fuck, I'm leaving. Like, I felt so bad. I didn't know what to do, and I got back in the car, and I'm just like, huh. And then I started thinking about, like, that's kind of what you get. Like, you took advantage of a situation to where people couldn't find jobs or something. You're like, hey, I know you're all lazy. I'll find jobs for all of you. But in the midst of all that, you forgot to find yourself a job.
So is this like
you
got to
look out for your star player this year.
So it's like a workplace?
Shit
like
is.
One of those.
Yeah, but not that one. It's a different one down by this shit. Yeah.
Okay. But
just
that's
crying.
Odd because of the way everything's going on right now. Everybody's
there's
looking
no
for a job,
she said. She's like, I have a bunch of people that need work, but there's no fucking jobs. And when places are trying to cut costs, the last thing they want to do is pay somebody to find them people to come work there. It's like, yeah. Well, how about I throw a now hiring sign out and do it my fucking self? Right. Like, how can you make money off of that? It seems very weird.
Speaking of, like, workplace and stuff or whatever that is, I guess...
I hate those places.
Workplace?
They're always like, we're going to drug test you. And I'm like, well, I'll find myself a job, I guess. Fucking duh.
Or job services or whatever. But I guess we are hiring through them. I did not know
really?
This. Not through them,
so
per
should,
se.
So should Braden go to you guys or to
workplace? To me.
Workplace
come to me,
Inc.
Damn it.
Okay.
You want to get paid more? Come to me. But I guess somebody was looking for a job, went to workplace, found out that we hire at $9.50 an hour, which is not true at all.
Like starting wage?
Starting
like I
wage.
Know absolutely nothing. I actually just got out of an 80-year coma, so I'm a little slow, but I learned quick. Well, I used to learn quick. I don't know. I just dumped my pants.
What the fuck?
That would suck.
Well, no, because, like, some guy came in, and he's
hey,
like...
it is so hot
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I'm sweating my ass off. We got, like, another hour and 15 minutes.
Hey, we're cool, man.
Okay.
Look at that shit. An hour almost so far. Me and you, nothing else. Booyah.
Anyway, so he came in, and he's like, you know, I got the job here because I have these kitchen skills and blah, blah, blah. And workplace told me you guys were hiring at $9.50. I wonder if that's what I'm making. I looked at him and laughed and said, no, that is not what you're making.
Hey, like, what's minimum wage? Why? Because that's what you're probably making.
No, we don't start on minimum wage. But I looked at him. I said, I've been working here for 2 years, and I started out at $9, okay? I was like, there's no way you got started out at $9.50. And then he quit.
Did he already?
Yeah.
How long did he last there?
2 hours.
Not even a whole day?
Yeah. Because he found out he was making $8 an hour.
That's amazing.
I could get Braden hired on at $8.50 if he would just come down there.
Yeah, well, Braden needs a car that runs, I guess,
he
to
needs
get
a job
to
make the car run.
That's a vicious circle we fuck it ourselves is. Into each and every day.
He needs to talk to his mommy and figure out when she can take him to work and figure out a schedule, fill out a fucking availability sheet, give it to them, and I will get him a job.
So is that, like, also not just that sucks and you're taking advantage of a dumb situation, but is that a really bad sign when places like that start to go under, or is that, does it really matter?
We have the largest turnover. A restaurant has the largest turnover.
Well, yeah,
rate.
But I'm just saying as a, in, like, a society
like
or like
if we
a-
start going under business-wise, like, we're not raking in any cash.
No, not you guys. The actual places, like, you know, workplace. And
and, like,
is that, like, a bad
services.
Sign that
yeah, that's a
there's,
bad
like,
sign.
No more jobs
if there's
at
no
all?
Jobs and workplace and job services can't do their job.
But what about
then?
Like, all these places, like Workplace and the one I deliver to and LC Staffing, like, those are individually owned. What mm-hmm. about the Flathead Job Service that's like a government agency? Do they just sit there and make their money anyway because they have a budget or whatever?
Probably.
Or they're like, sorry, no jobs. We're closed today.
Maybe they just take a vacation till jobs come back.
That'd be so fucking awesome. Hello, Kala. You're live on the Jam Hole. Holla.
Hello, Shazam.
Hey, what's
Hi.
Up? Why don't you tell us about your new job? Is it a job?
No. I wish. Cool.
It's just a thing.
No. Okay. So this is HBO Real Sex. They haven't had a new episode since 2002.
Right.
But they're doing one. It's called. Let me see. Let me look at my little.
They haven't had new episodes since I used to jerk off to them.
Right. Well, so this one, I can guarantee you, you will be able to jerk off to.
Is that a promise?
Real sex, recession sex.
Is that a money-back guarantee? Because I'll take that challenge.
Well, have you paid any money?
No.
Okay.
So what's it called?
So the segment that I was in, it was filmed here at my house. And so the idea was how... The whole show is how the recession is affecting sex work.
Oh, okay. So people aren't out on the streets; they're sitting on Craigslist.
Yeah. Well, they're doing a whole segment with a porn star named Madison Young, and she runs a nonprofit art gallery, and so but she's funding it by doing mainstream porn. So
nice.
That's their angle with her.
Nice.
All right.
That's the same show, but not the same segment.
Right.
Okay, so my segment was, it's this woman who has been making a living exclusively doing phone sex for the last 5 years. Like, that's all she does. That's her job.
Wow.
She does phone sex. And so the idea was that it was this little workshop for me and two other women with this woman who runs the phone sex company to kind of say, hey, you know, phone sex is a viable... You know, business, whether you want to do it full-time or it's really great for part-time work, you know, you can make some really good money.
Hmm.
And she said, well, here's what I do when I do phone sex. So we called up some for regular clients, and we're on the phone. You know, we listened in while she proceeded to lay on my couch, come twice, while she's on the phone.
What, did she just break out her iPhone, like, right then and there? Like, hey, I got to take this. Hold on.
No, well, I mean, it was planned ahead, so
we
had actually several different phones. We put ours on mute. She was the only one who was talking to the client.
Nice, several
iPhones. And
we just
listened in.
But so she actually masturbated and stuff and not just played like she was.
That girl came twice.
Wow. Because you always
awesome.
Hear the stereotypical, you know, situations about a sex... you know, a phone sex person or whatever, who's like some fat, lazy chick in a couch just pretending the whole thing out.
Or a dude. Like, or it's
right.
Tim Henson.
Well, her thing was that, no, she actually, she says that the reason she thinks that she has so many clients that are regulars that keep coming back for more is because they know her real name. They know what she looks like. She has her real her picture.
They're on her
on
friends
on
list.
Internet,
on MySpace, they're all up on her top eight and shit.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't think she has MySpace.
Right, okay.
Nobody has MySpace. What's wrong with
she
you?
Has a fan page on Facebook, though, I guarantee it.
She might. But what she does is she actually comes, and the guys really dig it.
And that's where the difference is. That's like from concentrate and not from concentrate. Like, she's actually fucking coming. I'm coming. My fucking phone bill's through the roof, but that's fine, because I'm coming. And it's awesome.
Yeah, she charges, I think, I went to her site. She charges, I think, $30 for 10 minutes.
Really? What's her site?
Wow.
Can you say? Can I go there right now?
Please. Sorry.
Is she there right now?
Just put her on the phone.
Hold on. She's about to come. Hold on.
Okay. So if you look up, I think it's called Bay City Blues.
Bay City Blues?
Yeah, I mean, I know she'll appreciate the publicity. So
well, I just phone sex for the discerning caller, number one.
There you go. Yeah.
I feel lucky. Weird.
How do you get into something like that?
Well, I have since the HBO thing.
Hello. Is that really her?
Yeah, that's her.
Okay, hey, we're going to have to let you go. I got to make a call. Hold on.
Matt.
I'm just kidding.
You dirty bitch.
She's pretty hot.
Let me see.
Her boobs are fake. I'm going to say that right now. That's okay.
No, wait.
Though.
No, she doesn't have fake boobs. She has really little boobs.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. She's cute. And you know what happened during the filming? She was wearing a slip. You know, just a black slip with like a lace. Lace trim.
Hmm.
And she's like, oh well, if I'm going to need to masturbate, I'm going to have to lift the slip up a little bit. She's like, oh, but my thighs are bruised up.
I kind of like Natasha, I'm going to have to say. Holly's not bad either.
You're looking at like all the people that work for her?
Yes, he's scrolling through all of it.
Well, so and I've emailed her saying, hey, I'll work for you. I can do whatever I can do that is legal.
So are you on here? Where are you at, sucka?
No, I'm not because she hasn't contacted me.
Oh, okay.
I contacted her saying, hey, I'll work for you.
So, hey, we can make our own little site like this. That's not too hard.
If you figure out
how
to do it.
Can I hoe out some bitches?
Shut up, Matt. If you can figure out how to do it, you've got my cell phone number. You contact me because I could use some cash and I could get off on the phone all day long.
You can't talk like that, though. You can't be like, yeah, so are you fucking coming yet or what? Because I got something I got to go do now.
It'll be more realistic.
That's what. Or your calls would take forever. They'd be like 2 hours later. No, I'm not fucking done yet. You get down there. You fucking stay down there. Fucking 3 hours later. All right.
Oh, I would have to do it when you're not here.
Be such a dick.
I'm just playing. I enjoy it.
He does. I would have to do it without him here, though, so I wouldn't feel like such a moron. No.
And then after she did her thing where she came twice, and it was fucking hot.
I bet.
And
do you think we could?
I didn't tell you. So she's like, you know, I have these bruises on my thighs, you know, and I'm gonna have to lift up the slip so I can masturbate for this phone call. So we called the makeup person in, and the tops of her thighs were covered in bruises.
Nice.
I'm like, from getting caned.
Caned?
She's a dirty, dirty girl.
That's awesome.
Like,
with a cane, just getting the shit beat out of her, the tops of her thighs with a cane.
Do you think we could get Braden a job doing this? Because he could do that from home.
Doing phone sex?
Yeah.
I don't think there's too many chicks that call for phone sex.
Well, no. I mean, he'd do it for gay dudes, obviously. I mean, duh.
He probably could use make some money doing that with his little baby face.
You know what? I think
feel me putting my penis in your butt.
I think the BCB should be the PGB's little fucking stable of hoas, and then when people. When fans of the shows were like, all right, and today's little phone sex thing is, you know, masturbate yourself in 2 minutes with this person, and then
you know what I think
everyone pitches
do?
In 25 cents, and we all jerk each other off. And that's what the PGB is all about. Come on.
For something for us, the jam hole or whatever, I think it'd be cool, because I've tried to get Matt to do this for a while, but he won't. We should videotape us having sex. A few different times, edit it, make it look good, and then put it on a DVD and sell it.
Everyone listening just threw up in their mouths a little bit.
Why? Our sex is hot.
Whatever you do, I'm not saying I would pay for that.
Would you make sure to look at me all fucking cross-eyed and make us all both start fucking laughing and throwing up on each other? That'd be awesome. I'd pay for that.
Our sex is pretty hot. But it is real at the same time.
What you gotta do is quit giving it away for free.
That's right.
Quit following Danny into the shower with the camera.
Start charging.
Giving it away for free.
Start charging for the jam hole is what she's saying.
Charge to watch my hole get jammed.
Whoa. I would never do that. That's disgusting.
People just pay to watch my hole get jammed.
Disgusting. Ricky Gervais did that once. He's like, season one, that's all for free, and now you guys like our awesome show. Season two's starting, and now you have to pay. And we're all like, that's fucking dumb, Ricky.
Then that's the last time you listened to it, right?
Yeah, it was. Fucking A.
Right.
I haven't listened to it since.
That's why you keep it free and then you merchandise.
Fuck him. Ricky Gervais.
Oh, yeah.
That British
I was on that
dude?
One, too, and I stopped.
Who?
You know
exactly.
What? Because I didn't get interested enough to want to pay. I pay for the review.
Yeah.
But you know what?
See, I never got...
enough, so outside.
Yeah, I never got interested enough in that, like, to want more of it to pay for it.
You know what? If we did do that sex video thing and we did sell it, we would have to give a copy to Shazam free of charge so she could critique.
She's our, no thanks.
Hey, she's like our sex guru, okay?
Kinda.
You're
like Michael Myers, but
right,
like smart
and pretty.
Wait, Michael Myers?
The sex, the love guru? The love guru? Keep up! Come on!
Come on!
Come on!
Oh, I'm thinking Michael Myers. I'm thinking like Friday the 13th.
Oh! Halloween? Like what? Wait, what's
the fuck today? It is.
What's today? Shit. That's awesome.
But yeah, so you can critique us and stuff. Be like, no, your leg needs to be over there.
Yeah, the lights
and
need to be
his hand needs to
dimmer.
Be here.
Take
left
that.
Hand
no,
on red.
I'm not picky like that. I'm just saying you guys should both be having fun.
You could give us pointers.
Yeah, that's a good point. We should be having fun.
I could give pointers.
We have fun.
I know.
Well, I like to make them laugh during sex.
See, you should just record that. And there you go.
Maybe you guys should, that's what you should do, record something, just audio
sex. Fantastic.
Yeah.
You make more noise than I do half the time.
I know, I'm like fucking crowing and cock-a-doodle-doodling. And so, when is that thing going to be out? Like, is it going to be on HBO Real Sex or what?
Yeah, it's going to be on HBO eventually. I don't know how long. I mean, I imagine the segment is not going to be more than 10 minutes, and they filmed for hours. It's going to be a lot of editing.
Nice.
They had two cameras going at the same time.
You think
it was a whole production. It was really interesting to see what, you know, how it's done.
Yeah, do you think it's some nerd, like, just at his mom's house with a copy of, like, Windows Movie Maker just going through all this fucking sexy sex footage and shit, and his mom's like, it's dinner time.
It was a full crew. There were sound people, there were light people, I had, you know, my hair and makeup done.
Nice.
Everybody had their hair and makeup done.
The whole shebang.
Yeah.
The
no,
whole
it was pretty interesting.
That's awesome.
And
we
I got
need
paid.
We need to get on some of that.
What?
Huh? Oh, I thought she was going to say something. Well, that's cool. So, right. Was it good? Like, was it big bucks or was it just like, yeah, you do it again sometime? And
For one day's worth of work, well, I got paid for my appearance plus that it was filmed at my apartment.
Right.
So for that, I would do that again.
Hell
absolutely.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Well, right on. I'm going to read. What?
Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, if that was it, I'm going to read something here, but please continue.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, I'm done.
Okay,
so it's just,
cool.
You know,
random.
I will let you guys know when I know when it airs.
You do that.
I'll watch it.
And then we'll show you what it is. That sounds good.
Okay.
RandomRimJobs.com, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, randomrimjobs.com. Yes, read my blog. Everybody should read my blog.
I read it. I enjoy it thoroughly.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
And you can be a guest writer if you'd like, if you want to submit something.
Maybe I'll do that. I'll write a piece of erotic fiction.
It'll be comedy, and you know it.
No, it'll be erotic and hot and sexy.
Fine.
It'll get everyone off just by reading, like, the first sentence. You'll all be like, holy shit, I'm sticky.
Yeah, but it can be funny. You've read my disaster stories.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Those are all true.
Well, our good sex is funny.
That's right.
Right, so it can be funny.
It's hilarious.
We have good senses of humor, and it kind of carries on into the bedroom.
Yeah, sometimes I wish it didn't.
Me too. Thank you. I'm glad someone finally agrees. Thank you very much. All right, we'll talk to you.
No. Sometimes I wish it didn't. I'm glad it does. Because it keeps things light.
Oh, yeah, right. Me
it
too.
It does.
Also,
it's
right.
Fun.
Okay. It's great. Okay.
Not always funny.
Fun.
Thank you, Shazam.
Okay, bye.
Right,
later.
Fantastic. Sex goddess, I would say. I am a sex goddess.
I was going to say Shazam's like my sex doctor.
Oh, right. She's like your Dr. Woof.
Yeah, I'm having problems in the sex. Okay, this is what you need to do.
Fuck
more. I'm
going
to prescribe you some
Fuck
of this.
Better.
And some of that.
Okay, so speaking of sex, check this out.
Okay.
Bizarre human sex toys. The strangest escorts you'll ever see.
Really?
Stumbled to us probably by Our pervert burger. Friend burger. Right. Number one is the mega fat escort.
Who would want the a mega fat escort?
The mega fat Ford escort. Just fucking, oh, boom!
Fucking like, four-door?
Two-seater. And as you guys may have seen or may not have seen, the show notes have changed. 204 episodes now. I think you all know where everything is. And like I wrote in the thing, I'm sick of just copying, pasting the same thing and changing the episode number. And
I
then
do like the
rewriting.
New show
notes. I only write like the first couple paragraphs and then everything else is the same. But it's all right there on the sidebar. So I didn't see. I'm like, after 200 episodes, you should fucking know. And
it
if
does
not,
look good though, the new way you're
it
doing
will,
it.
Will now that, I mean, there's not going to be that huge fucking story thing that I wrote, but it'll be, you know, bulleted points. This is what happened. This is the links. So you can see what the mega fat escort and these other ones I'm about to tell you about look like.
Though the little story beforehand of the new show notes
completely
was
awesome. Thank you. I know.
Worded rather nicely.
Thank you. I'm a wordsmith.
A wordsmith.
A word Mr. and Mrs. Smith. John Smith.
Right. Now get paid for that skill, please.
Right, working on that. Okay. So there are a surprising number of BBW, big, bald women, lovers, chubby chasers, and lovers of, quote, thick, quote, women. So it shouldn't come as a surprise that there are many escorts who could be classified as obese. You perhaps could fit into that classification called you huge fucking slut.
Yeah.
Obesely. Just
why would you pay to have an obese?
Because that's your
escort.
Thing.
But
that's
why,
your
that's
sugar
gross.
Thing. That is gross.
You know what? I don't mean to sound racist or
no,
stereotypical.
Please sound all narcissistic. That's
but
that's
skinny
disgusting.
Like white dudes.
Also not attractive.
Really like big black girls.
Well, yeah, that too.
Or like
they're okay, not proud of it though. Look at them.
Skinny
they're like,
black
yeah.
dudes. Skinny black dudes like big white chicks.
Kinda, yeah.
Because my cousin's a big white chick, and she's with
right?
a skinny black dude.
Of
and
course.
It seems to be that way 80% around in the ghetto.
Probably, yeah.
Where I'm from.
I'll give you that, yeah.
And it's weird, because those are the girls that come up all ghetto and stuff, and I think
yeah.
they get big, so
like, what you talking about,
get...
say? God, I hate that.
Did you just break
like,
your neck?
Just leave your fucking head where the fuck it is. Don't... What you talking about?
That's Mexican,
fucking
not
chicken
ghetto.
Head ass bitches. I hate that shit. Stop it.
You should hear my cousin talk.
Oh, could I please?
You could. I got
could
a
I please?
You can call
could
her.
I just change the intro to that, and then I can just listen to her talk every other fucking day?
She doesn't talk like you would think.
What you talking about?
Not like, that's Mexican,
right.
not black.
Oh, right. It's kind of the same.
No. Not at all.
Okay.
Anyway, okay,
anyway.
The fat escort.
This said big baby,
big baby,
big bald woman puts other big bald women escorts to shame with 350 pounds to love on her. How tall, huh?
5'4".
5'6".
I was close.
And 50 double
Fs.
H. Bitch, double H. Fitty. Hey, let me see the twins.
Those are all fat.
The twin towers.
Those aren't even boobs after that. It's just your sidearm fat.
It is.
That's gross.
That's so disgusting. Can you please wear better shirts? Please. I hate that. Like, they're reaching into the file cabinet and it's just like... Dude. Oh God!
I hate when I
Please.
See a big woman wearing a bra that's too small for her, and like you can see right
just
there under their arms
chilling.
The fat that's just hanging over
chilling.
The bra, and I'm like, excuse me,
hey miss, let me help you with that. You disgusting pig. Her rates so are how much would you say for a 5'6", 350 pound? Do they charge
per pound?
Pound? Fucking,
I'm gonna say 350.
USDA fucking stamped right on the ass. A little fucking
prime choice beef.
A brand and shit with the fucking thing through
their
nose.
Is that FDA approved?
Oh, no. $60 per 10 to 15 minutes. $100 for a half hour, about 45 minutes. And then $60 to $160 for 75 minutes. If you wanted to spend like 2 hours just fucking chilling, like really
hanging out,
really getting to know all 350 pounds of her, just working it the fuck out, just like, hi, I just paid $300 because I really want to spend time with you. I want it to fucking, I spent a lot of money. I want it to mean something, you know?
Maybe I spent that much money on an escort that big,
yeah,
I would kill take myself. Her to a fucking meat packing company and get my money's worth.
The butcher.
Right.
That's awesome. Oh, man. Number two, the Second Life escort. You know how this is our life, like real reality.
This is a virtual escort?
This is my Second Life, my other life. That
yeah, the
I
one
lead.
That's not real.
I'm like a double agent. Because
I'm a loser.
Of. Right.
And I'm even more of a loser in my second life. That's why I need an escort.
Right.
Right.
Because I can't even get one virtually. Oh, fuck me, dude.
Make your virtual characters look good.
Palela.
Not like you do.
Palela Alderson is in most respects a typical 20-something professional.
And a dude.
And probably. She has a day job and is well educated, but there's a racier side to Palela that most people do not know about. She's an escort in Second Life. Oh, man!
That is so sweet. Retarded.
High five. Escort in Second Life. For those who don't know, now you guys might be like, well, so what? What's that? Like, my cat has 9 lives. Big deal.
Big deal.
This is fucking, this is important. Second Life, are you ready for this?
Yes.
MMORPG. Check.
Check.
A massively multiplayer universe where people interact socially in a virtual world. Like, you're still doing what you would do, right, in your real life.
Yeah.
Interacting with people and whatnot. But you're doing it virtually in, like, your second life.
Huh.
Right. Hey, second life. I don't know. I've never played that game before. I heard you can pick up prostitutes and there's, like, rape houses.
That's retarded.
Just from what I've heard from what Keith
That's
has said on.
That's just dumb.
Yeah.
It
doesn't sound like I needed to play it at all.
Someone just said that they can't watch the show because they go to the page and it says it's under maintenance.
Does it?
Yeah.
Did we do a show during the maintenance window?
I don't know. We have MDS and Shazam in there, so I don't see why no
Are
one
you
else
going
get in
to
it.
The jamhole.com/live? I don't know. Can you see it?
I can see the show.
Well, then I don't know. I don't know what that even means. I can see it. TheJamHole.com/live. You're probably going to something that's not that. Yeah, I see it just fine. So.
Second Life Escort.
Second Life Escort. Second Life has its own currency, right? They have their own economy and shit. It's called the Linden Dollar, FYI. The exchange rate is roughly 250 Linden dollars to one Uno
US dollar.
For Palela, it wasn't so much the money that interested her, but instead the excitement.
How was that exciting?
Hey, have you ever gotten laid virtually?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
No.
You disappoint me.
Yep.
I guess I have too, but
okay,
it
then.
Was a long time ago, like when this
well,
shit.
It was a long time ago for me too.
Yeah. Like what? 3 weeks ago?
Yeah. No.
Danny.
No, probably when I was like 15 saying I was 19 on the internet.
Nice.
Yeah.
She wanted to be a real world escort, but decided it might hurt her family too much to see her in that lifestyle. You know, I just, ever since I was a child, seeing my mom grow up on the streets of fucking Malaysia, wherever the fuck I'm from, I've always just wanted to be a prostitute. Like, I don't know, just something about it. A madam of the night. A mistress of the shadows. Yeah, just fucking dudes, like, all
herpy infested and
fuck yeah, dude. Ever since I was a kid, man, I've always wanted to be that. But you know, my family, I couldn't put them through that, you know.
Reminds me of that really, like, okay, my parents listen to country, sorry.
Of course.
But it reminds me of that Reba McEntire song, Fancy.
I don't know what you're talking about,
but
I don't hate.
She, like, gives up her daughter to this wealthy home to be a tea maid type deal or whatever, but she ends up being, like, basically an escort, kind of.
Basically.
She gets raised. She was, like, 18 and...
Just a lean, mean fucking machine, like, raised the fuck.
Yeah.
Hey, what do? I fuck.
That's what I do.
That's what I do. Okay. I do one thing, and I do it fucking good. You know what that is?
Fuck.
Fucking. And burping.
And burping.
I also burp pretty fucking good.
No, I burp pretty fucking good.
Second Life has given her the sexual outlet she desired while also providing her with a small secondary income. Palelala charges between $2,000 and $3,000 per session, or roughly $10. quote, money itself is not the reason I'm doing this. It's just that I get a thrill out of it. Nothing is off limits. When I say a full evening, I underline the full. Full.
Can we be done with
sex.
The virtual fucking escort now, please?
We can get off that and on to some number three post-op transsexual dominatrix escort shit. Huh?
Oh my god.
Casey Kale is not your typical post-op transsexual dominatrix escort.
Oh, really?
Right.
What's the typical ones?
Right. She's not even your typical wow. Transsexual dominatrix. That is so fantastic.
So weird.
One thing I don't believe I would ever require in the time that I'm on this planet is that.
A post-op
transsexual
dominatrix.
Whore bitch. Whore beast.
Escort. Right.
Right. Ford Escort. Never would I ever want to do that. HornyTease.com.
So it's a male that went through the sex change, right? And
you
is now
gotta,
a female?
You gotta see this. It's so fantastic. Her website says she has been a, quote, full woman. I've been a full woman for over 7 years. A woman that know exactly what a man wants. Because, check this out, I used to be one. Can you fucking believe that? Oh, I used to be a dude.
No, I could never understand
You wouldn't
that.
Even know.
I would never know.
You wouldn't even know. I can flirt, tease, and be sensual all the right moments until I unleash the darkest side of my personality, which is to fucking suck in an almost inconceivable manner. I like fucking and sucking. Two things I need in life, and that's fucking and sucking. I'm very versatile. I'm active as well as passive, and I also enjoy role-playing. Give me a call. I enjoy the naughty girl next door look as well as the depraved podcast gangbang slut, schoolgirl, headmistress, secretary, naughty nurse, prostitute, and of course, she who should be obeyed... The mistress.
Ew. I just actually pulled that up. I'm looking at it now. Wow.
That's
the
awesome.
Post-op transsexual dominatrix.
Number four.
Awesome.
Number four. If you're familiar with the Second Life whore, you will probably also be familiar with the World of Warcraft whore.
It says prostitute.
I'm subtexting. What's that word? Paraphrasing? I'm doing that.
Okay.
World of Warcraft whore. In 08, a female World of... now you're going to look and I'm not... Like, I never read these verbatim. You're going to be like, that's not what it says!
I was just giving
That's not
shit.
What it says! Stop the show! Hold on, my vagina's bleeding, but hold on! That's
you
not
know,
what it...
I just want to see the image and, frankly, the image is offending me.
I know, isn't it? Do you like our 350-pound fucking woman? Sex whore beast? Thing.
No, so, I do not lie.
In 2008, a female World of Warcraft player posted an ad on Craigslist advertising herself sexually in exchange for 5,000 gold. Gold, obviously, being the currency used in said game, World of Warcraft. Right. According to her ad, she needed the 5,000 gold in order to buy herself a, quote, epic mount, as pictured above. That is a pretty epic mount, I would say.
Right.
Huh.
I had the horse with the
flames. What is that thing? A fucking winged horse?
It's a griffin.
A griffin? A Peter Griffin? I could do that all night.
I bet you.
Give me a word. Just give me a word. I'll do it.
Platypus.
Duck-billed platypus. Give me a word. What? All night long. I could do this. I could do this while we're fucking. You don't even know. You don't know at all. I'll do it all. I got ads on Craigslist and shit for epic mounts.
Hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus. Bitch, what? Bring me another word.
Chicken.
Chicken nuggets, bitch. Bring me another word. What?
Dog.
You're a fucking dog. God spelled backwards. What? Give me another word. Okay.
Wow.
I'm all out.
Okay.
So, right.
I was gonna say Shih Tzu.
Shih Tzu. Wow. Type of rideable creature. That's what an epic mount is.
Yes.
FYI. It can be purchased as an add-on. Very interesting. Although an exact exchange rate is difficult to say, many estimate the exchange of gold to dollars, about 30 to 50 per 1,000 gold. Hmm. It's not bad. It's not, you know, the British pound, but it's not exactly, you know, the Canadian dollar either.
Well, I used to play it, so I'm thinking back to, like... Stop. You know I used to play WoW.
That's awesome. I totally forgot until you just said it, and it's funny all over again. To me, at least. You guys don't live with her, so you're like, well, right. So what? I play that, too. But, like, it's totally different for me. Totally different.
Do you forget that I watch DBZ, too?
Yeah, actually. Okay. Fuck! Nerd.
You're a nerd.
What were you saying?
I'm just remembering, like, how
much
hard
of a nerd
it was
you were.
To come by.
Oh, come on. All night, bitch. All night.
You're going to talk over me all night? Is that what you're saying? Because that's all you've been doing.
Okay, please.
I'm just remembering how hard it was to come by getting 1,000 gold. Trying to compare it to actual dollars.
Come by. Okay, yeah. That's a lot.
That's kind of a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
You rob somebody. Like, you have a pickpocket skill. And if you do
plus
that,
five pickpocket skill.
Yeah. And you run up on somebody, and if you shank them right or whatever, if you beat them good, they drop so much gold. They only drop in between like 20 and 30 pieces of gold at a time, sometimes like five. So
that sucks for you. So that sucks for all of us. That
she whored herself out for an epic mount on World of Warcraft.
But was
That's
it
horrible.
Real? Was it real sex, though?
I doubt it.
Advertising herself sexually for the gold in World of Warcraft. Yeah, see, I don't know. Because I can't see, like, a green elf ogre-looking thing being all that attractive.
I have
so
a
why don't
hot
you,
troll.
Why okay. don't you read the next one? You have this up?
Yeah.
Please, can you read?
Prodigy Prostitute, number 5.
Yeah, what's that?
What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that?
What? What is what?
What was that? Who's
was
calling
what?
You? Why don't you answer the phone?
No one's calling. What are you talking
Did you
about?
Seriously not turn your phone off?
Oops.
I turned mine off. You yell at everyone else when
204 episodes and that was the first time.
You're fired.
Suck my ass. Then it'll be just you. Ha! That sucks.
Who was calling you?
Someone from my mom's house.
And who's so important that you have to sit there and fuck with it?
I was turning it off.
Oh, I thought you were maybe texting that person.
Oh,
saying,
my
Don't
God.
Don't call me right now. I'm doing this
my
show.
My jealous girlfriend.
No,
Fantastic.
I'm just saying. I'm giving you shit because you give everyone else shit if they have their phone on. Or even texting it quietly.
One time.
I don't care. I'm not letting it go.
My attention wasn't focused on it.
Fucking A, mine was when it rang.
Are you reading something?
Do you want me to?
Yes, please.
Okay. At only 13 years old, whatever that name is. Can you pronounce
Sufaya
that name?
Sufaya Yusuf.
okay, that person was both a mathematical prodigy and one of the youngest students ever accepted to Oxford University.
Right.
The product of an overbearing and demanding father.
Sufias.
Child.
Hood.
Was a hell of near constant work, physical and emotional abuse.
Amen, because, sister.
Right.
Amen.
Because of issues steaming from her unfortunate childhood. Pronounce that name again.
Sophia.
That does not say Sophia.
Sophia. Safiha.
Safiha. What's that sound like? Never completed her studies at Oxford, and in 2008 was found to be advertising sexual services as a prostitute.
Busted!
Boom!
Snap!
Her going rate was, what is that, 130?
Pounds.
That's pounds?
Right.
Okay, an hour.
So the first woman could have got her for, like, you know, a couple hours. 350 right. pounds. Come on. Come on, keep up, people, keep up.
Below is an interview about her experience, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So you were a nerd all through school, and you got abused because you're a fat kid.
Or you're just saying that because you just got to get fucking.
You want the attention. But you went to school, and you couldn't do anything right, so you just
You were a 13-year-old child prodigy.
Yeah. Well.
Then Prodigy went bankrupt, so you had to fucking start whoring yourself out.
Maybe Prodigy got bored.
Maybe. Number six is the grandma prostitute.
Oh,
one of
disgusting.
My personal favorites, as it,
you
I
would.
Know it is yours. I know it is yours.
Ew.
Huh?
Ew.
Grandma.
It looks like she's grabbing her boobie.
Just think about that. Grandma prostitute. Like grandma prostitute, right?
No.
Your grandma.
No.
Is
your
a prostitute.
Grandma is a prostitute?
My grandma.
Picture your grandma.
I know, that's what I'm trying not to do here. And it's grandma.
I'm done.
I'm done. Oh, fuck, dude.
Can we skip this one, please?
In fact, the elderly get it on so often. How often do they get it on? They
so
get it
often.
On so often that they are one of the fastest growing segments affected by venereal disease. Aww.
What?
Bum, 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 bum. Wow. That sucks, guys.
Thanks to drugs such as Viagra and Cialis, of course.
Of course. Sexual intercourse.
Because we can't get it up anymore,
is
but
possible
we still want
to
do it.
At almost any age from 2 to 200, we'll get it the fuck up and in. We'll get it up and in.
We'll make sure
in.
That you are able to get those
the
venereal
jam hole
diseases.
Up and in.
That is disgusting.
Get it in. God damn
look
it.
Look at that late. Look at the picture. Please post this on the forum.
Oh, I will. It's going in the show notes.
This
don't
is
you
disgusting.
Fucking worry about it. So it should come as no surprise that there are an increasing number of elderly escorts making their services available to men of any age.
Blech.
We'll deflower your little baby boy
I wonder,
for the low price of $19.95.
I wonder if there's like 20-year-old guys that have a thing for grandmas out there.
Uh-huh.
That are just
you know
totally hitting that up.
Anything you can think
I love
of.
Your fucking
I can,
varicose veins.
Oh,
look at,
fuck
oh,
yeah.
Look at that cellulite
oh,
riding.
Feet.
Oh, God,
crow's
yeah.
feet. Fuck yeah.
Take out your teeth.
But if I can almost probably 100% guarantee that anything you can think of and you're like, you know, what about yes, there probably almost definitely is people into that. And they're probably on a news group of some sort or a Google Wave pretty soon they'll probably be all up on and just out of control. The oldest of such escorts, what do you say? Give me a shot in the mouth. I mean, a shot in the dark.
What?
What is... How old is the oldest escort here? Grandma Libby. How old is Grandma Libby? She's got asbestosis. Oh, you have it
and
up.
And cough.
Screen watcher!
I'm not looking.
She's 72. Absolutely
oh, okay.
correct.
Dang.
She is UK's the UK's sexiest grandma. You know how much the UK's sexiest grandma costs?
How much?
$100 an hour. Booyah.
That's the same rate a going tattoo artist charges.
Just fucking A. Just, and she'll do the same thing. Scar
she'll
you for life.
Him.
Booyah! All day long, bitch! You can do this all day long. All right, number 7 is the amputee prostitute.
I've seen some gnarly YouTube amputee prostitute fuck videos.
Yes. Fuck yes.
Dude on a swing. With a leg. Amputee.
Going acrotomophilia? Up butt. Is that what it's called? Acrotomophilia?
Hold, please.
Acrotomophilia? It is...
Yeah, acrotomophilia.
Acrotomophilia is characterized by sexual attraction to amputees. Like, you saw Lieutenant Dan, and you're like, damn!
Damn!
I just came in my pants!
Lieutenant Dan!
Oh, shit, I'm all sticky.
Fuck me with your nub.
Although somewhat rare, they're amputee escorts that cater to acrotomophiliacs. Acrotomophiliac clients. The title of her ad was Ready for Some Nubbin.
Oh.
She's nubs! She's nubs! She's nubs! She's nubs! Fucking nubs! I love that song.
God.
Quote, in call only because I have a little trouble getting around, if you know what I mean. Because I'm an amputee, I can't. But I mean, I fuck. Like, I get around, but I have.
She doesn't walk. She doesn't like to talk. But I bet
she's nubs.
She knows how to rock.
She's nubs. Oh, man. Looking for upscale gentlemen, ready for some fun, safe, discreet, no text messages. Hey, don't sext me.
No sexting?
Don't sext me, buddy. No private numbers. Hey, no cops. Okay. Wait, are you a cop? No.
No.
Because you have to tell
She's
me.
She's
kind of
homely looking also.
You think?
I mean, like, what was that movie we watched a while back with the prostitute that had, like, the stents on her legs?
Oh,
she was actually okay looking. Now, if you're an amputee and you actually look decent, that's not that big of a deal.
She was an amputee?
No, she just had, like, these stents on her legs that she had to have on.
Oh, Heroes.
Kind of like the Forrest Gump stents.
Yeah, when we were watching Heroes and Matt Parkman's chick, like, after the eclipse and they all lost their powers, it ended up being that she was a cripple.
No.
A crip.
No.
He was a blood.
With the artist in the apartment
building.
Yeah. That's not Heroes.
That was Heroes, dude.
With the big fat dude fucking her?
Yep.
No, it was the weird back-ass-word movie and the people that want to commit suicide. And it was about the two people that meet on the rooftop because they're both ready to jump off the fucking roof. You fell asleep to the other half of it.
Right. Fuck me. I don't know.
It was really weird, though. I'm very out there.
I have no
But it's cool if you're
idea.
Not, like, an ugly fucking amputee.
Right. That would be helpful.
Homely's
Preferable.
Not good when you're missing a leg.
Right. No, not at all. $150 an hour, $250 if you want to shove my nub up your ass. If I pay you two, will you just not do that?
Not or ever say that again. Thanks.
My personal favorite, besides grandma prostitute, pregnant milkmaid prostitute. Huh?
Have you ever seen a pregnant stripper shoot milk into a glass?
I'm going to have to say probably at some point in time.
In real life.
On the internet.
Oh.
In my second life.
Wow.
I seriously don't
it
have
firsthand.
A
character.
What? Were they your own? No, they were They were one of your friends, huh?
No, it wasn't
fucking
my friend.
Whores.
I just worked there and she grabbed her titty and fucking just...
Was she making coffee for a customer and just like was like,
no,
boom, there's
dude,
my titty milk, bitch.
Some dude
Thanks
was way into it and he was like, yeah, squirt that on me.
Oh,
she's like,
yeah,
okay.
Squirt that on my face.
And he was like,
it's so hot.
Oh, it was so gross. So gross.
Did it smell?
I don't know.
Because that wasn't breast milk.
I wasn't looking. I was just dancing because I was disgusted.
I am disgusted also. Believe it or not, there are actually some men who find pregnant and or lactating women to be very sexually attractive. Mm-mm.
That's why there's pregnant porn.
Ugh. Ugh. Like, just go, hey, you want to see pregnant porn? Go look at your girlfriend. Ugh. Come on. That is so disgusting. For these men, there is actually an escrow agency with women who are pregnant, lactating, or both. Of course, PamFan.com is an escort site that features women who are willing to provide these so-called milkmaid services.
That's disgusting.
That is awful.
Escort got milk.
You guys can see what these whores look like, kind of. 34D bust. Gorgeous Rosie. good. Number 9 is the muscle woman prostitute.
Now, this one's gross.
That is gross.
Her
you
body's just nasty, dude.
Like a dude. Quote, a fun, adventurous rock chick who loves bodybuilding. Yeah,
dude.
Make it pump. Yeah. If your chick has more testosterone than you do, like, get out, dude. Fucking bail ASAP right now.
Or even if your chick's body's more muscular defined than yours, that's
yes.
a sign.
Yes.
It's a sign.
I've been bodybuilding for 4 years, and I snap into a Slim Jim, and I lived and trained all over the world. Yeah, I get pumped. You want to get pumped? Then let's get pumped. Yeah, I got into bodybuilding 4 years ago, and I love the way it made me feel, because I'm big, I'm bad. I love the effect it had on my body. I can move every single part of my body. It became addictive watching my muscles grow, and I love pushing myself to the limit. Yeah, push it.
I bet you that's what she sounds like, too.
I am available for appointment for muscle worship. Hey, thou shalt not have any other gods before me.
My muscles.
No. You're going to hell, son.
What's that?
You can't do that. That's breaking commandments, man. That's God's law, sucka. You cannot break God's law.
Number 10.
What is number 10?
Escort that will make you feel sexually confused.
What?
This is a man. I'm not kidding.
Whoa, dude.
She's a high-priced transsexual escort from Milan.
Oh.
Go here if you need proof, and there's a link. The thing's a video. I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
But it doesn't look like a dude.
And then the last two, of course, would be anorexic prostitutes. That
she looks like a skull.
Totally disgusting. And then, of course, the stormtrooper escort.
That's got to be right. Great. I want to watch that video later.
Of course. check this out. The stormtrooper scene and girl are from the Moonlight Bunny Ranch in Nevada, and the scene is from the HBO series Cat House About the Brothel. Right. So then. That's so awesome. Sexy time.
You got some Fuck My Life?
I did. I had something else, but I guess we can just not do
what
that.
What do you got?
It's you have a Facebook account, right?
I don't use it.
Do you
it.
Ever use it?
No.
I just, like, I have it set up so when I twat that it goes to there also, so it looks like I kind of use it, and I get emails if there's friend requests or whatever. You know what Facebook's doing pretty soon?
What?
You know that thing MySpace does where you have, like, the MySpace.com/TheJamHolePodcast, and that's, like, your URL?
Yeah.
Like, Facebook never had that. You had this weird link with a bunch of numbers in it, and you would just search for, like, your name, your first or your last name or your email or whatever, and it would find you that way. Well, now they're, like, I think this week or next week or whenever they're coming out with it. So now if you have a Facebook account, you'll have an address at it. It's just like, you know, Facebook.com/TheFuckingJamHole or whatever.
That's cool,
totally copycatting.
I guess.
Yeah, no, it's cool. I guess it doesn't. You can just link to it, but if you're telling people it, it kind of sucks.
I don't really understand Facebook.
Oh, Shazam says tonight you can get it now. She says the same people who worked with her worked on the Cat House. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not big on Facebook. I kind of like MySpace a lot
better. We should
sign
up. We better get the Jam Hole thing before someone else gets it. But you know how there's, like, you've seen them, I'm sure. There are all these applications that you can use. It's like, buy your friend a fucking virtual beer and virtually do this and virtually do that. And I fucking block and ignore every single fucking one of them.
I totally redid my MySpace page, blocked all the apps, redid the page to that new whatever thing they got going on. It looks really good. I like it. So I'll leave it at that for the next 2 years like I left my last one.
I upgraded it to fucking MySpace 2.0.
Yeah, that's what I did. I'm not going to touch it.
But this was just a list of like the five worst Facebook applications.
Oh, yeah?
Number five, the Did We Have Sex quiz.
That's a good one.
You want to store as much as you can in Facebook, birthdays, anniversaries, upcoming events. Well, how about reminders of the past? It's hard to remember which of your friends you've slept with on Facebook, of course. So you add that little application and you can remember who. The next one, number four, is which serial killer am I? I hate that one.
That's dumb.
Number three, give someone herpes. That's cool pretty one. Awesome. Had a great weekend, but forgot your condoms. You now have herpes. Yay!
Send all your friends.
Well, now there is an easier way to tell them. So you're like, I'm going to go have some sex. Oh, I have herpes. I was fucking this dude. So instead of calling them and being like, yo, man.
I'm going to give you Facebook herpes.
Right. I'll send you the herpes app. Thing and then you can add
it, and two together.
And you can see everyone else that has herpes, and you guys can become a fan of herpes, and then you can all like get on there and post like your herpes pictures. give someone that's so great. Give someone herpes. Number two, send a friend Rohypnol. Ha ha ha. Number one, what are the odds it's not your baby?
I like that one.
Yeah, 87%, not yours. Fantastic. People are fucking...
You didn't read the quote in it, it's pretty
It's like,
funny.
They can't act that way in real life, so they get like MySpaces and Facebook accounts, and they're like, ugh, I'm a deep, dark fairy, and I fly around like Tinkerbell, and like they're all fucking, I'm a poet and a artist. It's like, no, you fucking made one picture in MS Paint and you fucking you memorized some hip hop lyrics or something, and I hate that. Yeah. I always block those.
So you got some Fuck My Life?
Do you ever play online poker ever? Like for money?
I did.
Did you? My little brother used to get into it, and there was a bunch of kids.
I was
like,
really good at it.
At this house they used to live at, and that's kind of just, they would sit around and have those cards, like the little Visa cards, and you just put money on them, and then they'd play and just make money all day, and then like just
this
do
is
that.
What you do to get into the
like poker.
Poker, kind of yeah, series like poker for Texas Hold'em,
Poker Stars, and shit like that.
No, but this is how you get invited to them, is you play online championship.
Well, some of them. Not all of them. I mean, most of them, if you just have enough money, you can buy into
Well,
it.
Yeah, you can buy in, too, but this is how you get invited and get all, you know, you're able to go out there for free.
Right.
And play in these fucking World Series tournaments of Texas Hold'em for free. And right. It's really cool. I've seen it. On quite a few things. There's actually a school to go to learn how to be better
at
it. And
lately, it's been really sketchy and pretty... Like, a while ago, you used to be able to just use your bank account, I guess, and then they stopped that, so you had to get these, like, cash cards and put money on it. Mm-hmm. And then that was even getting sketchy. And then, I think, did Burger send this one to us? Or was it... I forget who sent it. Someone sent this to us, but this one is called Feds Freeze Poker Champs Winnings. Federal officials order banks to freeze millions in online poker winnings. On the Sunday before Memorial Day, this dude, David, made the big time. Da-da-da. He won $10,000 in an online poker tournament, made him eligible for the upcoming World Series of Poker. That's just this one guy, though. Like, that's not the only way to get into that shit.
No, it's not the only way. But that's
my way or the highway, bitch.
That's how I would do it because I'm not rich.
But then you totally get your ass kicked because playing online poker is nothing like playing real cards in your hand poker.
No.
I don't think. I don't know. I don't play it, so whatever.
The odds are all the same.
My brother's pretty good at it, though. He's been making pretty good money, like, just playing and then... dealing.
I think that's my problem. I'm good at Texas Hold'em.
At
but
video
there's no,
poker?
No, I'm not good at video poker. I'm good at Texas Hold'em,
Right.
And Tahoe.
And Keno. Nickel Keno. I kill it.
But I'm better at Texas Hold'em than anything else, and there's no video Texas Hold'em. That's the issue I have here. I'd have to go and play live, and I hate playing live.
Is my hair awesome right now?
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
Steez is popping.
Sorry. Whoa. It's so fucking hot in here. Christ. So yeah, that sucks for like a bunch of people that have all of their money tied up in this whole clusterfuck. He was eligible for the World Series of Poker, the game's premier event where hundreds of players, amateur and professional, descend on Las Vegas from around the world to play for a multi-million dollar pot. That's a lot of pot.
That is a lot of pot.
To register, but he simply had to cash a check cut by a company that processed payments for the poker website, PokerStars.com, and used the $10,000 to buy into the series. When he went to cash the check from account services Wednesday, it bounced. Oh. Boy, that sucks, dude. Totally sucks for you. Cash out, and then like the chick comes around. She's like, sorry, we actually don't have any more money. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Would you like another drink, though?
We'll give you an IOU. How's that?
And I mean, I got, you know, liquor and stuff, I'm sure. Is that cool? What David, a 41-year-old virgin.
What?
Virginia, who spoke on the condition that ABC News use only his first name, initially thought was a glitch. It turned out to be part of an unprecedented government crackdown on online poker that affected some 27,000 people. That's awesome for you guys. That's what you get for being like, I'm gonna just fucking chill and not contribute anything at all to anybody and just chill and fucking play online poker all day. And I'll probably take a dump and I'll probably eat something. But I got a laptop, so I'm probably okay.
That's a ridiculous story. Oh my God.
Yeah,
that's,
I know. I'm sure they're not all like that, but I've seen some shit.
Some shit.
Like the show notes said, man, I have seen some shit. Last week, the federal government ordered 5 banks to freeze a total of $30 million in payments owed to the players from companies that process payments from 2 offshore gambling sites, according to the Poker Players Alliance, a group that represents the PPA, a group that represents the interests of the companies and players. Quote, it's not like the government went after money that the site made. Instead, they seized money that belonged to me, David said. There is no law that restricts citizens from recovering money. According to the Alliance, federal prosecutions working out of New York's Southern District ordered Citibank, Wells Fargo, and 3 smaller banks to freeze funds and accounts belonging to Allied Systems and Account Services. Right, the companies that process that shit. Some affected players who gamble at the popular sites FullTiltPoker.com and PokerStars.com first realized they could not access funds in their accounts over the weekend. Blah, blah, blah. Fucking blah, blah, blah.
Is that it?
Right. Online poker is a $9 billion to $12 billion a year industry. Online poker.
That's crazy.
We need to get all up on some of that money. Can we just have, like, a mil of that?
No. They're greedy.
Just 1 mil. Like, what are you going to do with it? Blow it on fucking
sponsor
gambling?
Sponsor me, like, $1,000 and I'll make you a mil.
Imagine your show wants everything in the beginning. It'll be like, are you broke from not having any money? That's the bad news. The good news is you can get through your debt problems from help with Online Poker Stars. We'll give you a $20 buy-in. Free. There is no legal precedent for what the government is doing, said some other dude. We contend playing online poker is not unlawful. The government is going after the players' money, not the sites. The fact is there is no federal law against playing online poker. But isn't there laws against gambling itself? And that's kind of what... But they're like, we're not using real money, we're using credits or...
I don't know how that whole thing works. Like, I know in Florida, where I'm from, Sarasota and all that, gambling is illegal, but you can go to the dog track and gamble there.
Right.
But there's no casinos.
That's the okay. Well, don't they have those casino boats that, like, go out on the water?
Yeah.
Like, can't,
you have
I remember,
to go so far out before you can do that, though.
I remember Kansas City had that kind of shit. It was like a Harrah's or Harrah's or something.
Something like that. But I know that you have to go so far out of the county district or whatever to be able to do that. You couldn't do that right there at the docks or whatever.
Right. Of course.
I don't know. It's just weird. Like, in Florida, okay, here I gamble a lot or used to or whatever. In Florida, I would buy scratch-offs like a fiend.
Really? Do you make any cash at that?
I was way better at scratch-offs than I am at actually gambling.
But how can you say, I'm way better at that than I am. Like, you can't.
Well, because I never bought the really expensive ones.
But
I buy, like, the $2 ones that entertain me for, like, 10 minutes, you know?
Yeah, but that shit, is that what it is then? Is it more about the entertainment?
Yeah.
Or is it, like, I'm gonna win money?
No, it's more about the entertainment. I've won $200 off of a scratch-off once. That was pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never won anything off of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and the thing is I find that more entertaining than sitting in the casino and drinking.
When I've won
over $1,200 in a night.
That's right, but overall, how much have you put in? Yeah, exactly. And I just want to say, on record on the show here, I am very proud of you for not gambling lately, except for today.
Yesterday.
Yeah, but you're not putting any money in. That's money from... Really?
What?
I am very disappointed in you.
I didn't say anything!
All right, we'll do some Fuck My Life, and then we're going to get the fuck out of here because it's late and I'm fucking tired. So, today.
I actually wanted to read a story. I'm all set.
Do you want to read a story? Do you have a story? Read a story then. And then I'll do a few of these, and then we'll get the fuck out of here.
No, do the Fuck My Life.
No, do a story because you were going to try and read a story, and I want everyone to hear this.
So you
Because you're
going to
do
me?
Good. You're going to do good.
Why?
Because I believe in you.
You believe in me?
I believe in you, and I took the time to print that out. So I want you to do some news. Episode 204, do some fucking news.
Okay.
Do it to it, baby.
I had to print it out because I can't see the computer screen.
Because I'm blind.
Well, that and, like, the mic is over here on my right and the screen's on my left, so I look all cockeyed when I'm looking at the screen. It kind of hurts my eyeballs. Okay. This one is called Girl's Parents Starve Her to Death, Thought She Was Possessed.
We already read this one. Next story.
Oh, okay.
No, that's fucked up. Possessed, and I'm not going to feed you.
Right.
So the demon dies.
Right.
Right.
Kyra Ishek was, by all accounts, your typical happy-go-lucky 12-year-old living in Birmingham. Her mother, a recent convert to Islam, pulled her from school and began to isolate her and all of her children. From the outside world,
from
reading,
from everything,
took her kids out of school.
Jesus Christ! Yeah. Please have more of that.
Her excuse was that they had been bullied in school over their attire, but no official complaint was filed with the school, and many of the house windows were boarded up.
Like, look at your ugly fucking rags you're covered in.
Yeah, that's what she said the excuse was.
Our rags are much cleaner than your rags.
That's what the mother said that she pulled them out of school for, but there was no official complaints with the counselors or anything.
They're tricky, those people.
Yeah.
They, like, tame
snakes
and
shit. Like,
oh,
my kids are being bullied. I'm going to take them out of school and...
Isolate them throw them into solitary confinement.
I'm going to put them under this rock and never let them out. Says one neighbor who left... Oh, fuck. Woo! Says one neighbor who had left out some stale bread to feed the birds was verbally lambasted. Yeah, lambasted.
Lambasted.
For allowing the children to eat it. They had apparently snuck out in desperation looking for food.
Nice.
That's pretty sad, man.
That is sad.
Your kids are so fucking starving, they're going over to eat the breadcrumbs your neighbor put
out.
They're
like going
birds.
Out to graze.
That's sad.
That is sad. Do better. Hey, where's this from?
Birmingham.
Hey, Birmingham, do better.
Do better,
Jesus,
please.
Fuck.
The other five children, five.
Catch up or just, like, die or something. We cannot be waiting for all of you to catch up. That shit has got to stop. Look what you're doing. Fuck. I'm serious. Look what you're all
She's
doing.
She's got six kids. No wonder they're starving.
Look what you're doing.
She can't fucking afford to feed any of them or put them in school or clothe them. That's why they're getting bullied. That's why she pulled them out of school. That's why they're starving.
Listen.
What?
You have six, right?
Right.
Divide that by two, which is three.
Okay,
so take
three
of them and let the other two eat those. And they'll be good for like 3 weeks.
Right.
And then, you know, worry about that.
Right.
Right. Done. Next problem. What?
The other five children were also dangerously malnourished. And at first glance, it would appear that the reason they have been...
The reason they have been fucking malnourished is because no one has a job in that whole country.
No, it says that they were being starved because they weren't properly observing their religious rituals.
Whoa. No body of Christ?
No body of Christ.
That's effed.
She's basically starving her kids because they're not paying attention to her newfound religion.
Of course. Of course.
And the kids, these are all kids. They're like kids, you know, 12, 6,
right,
whatever.
Like kids bop.
And kids freak out and do dumb things.
It
says that...
Sounds like kids.
The reason... She thought her daughter was possessed because she was being a rebellious child.
Right. Like they tend to do as
and
they grow up.
And it would have been easily confused as some kind of demonic spirit.
Easily.
To an idiot.
Yeah, I could see that. Easily confused. That sucks for you that you had a kid and you probably shouldn't have, and then the kid's a little rambunctious, but you're going to blame it on, of course, not your parenting skills or anything like that, that you're not feeding them or anything, you know, like that.
Yeah.
But it's they're possessed by demons.
They're possessed by demons. So I'm going to starve them, take them out of school.
To kill the demon. Right.
Now you can run around naked. No one's going to... Talk about your clothes.
That's
bully
so
you.
Horrible. I vaguely remember something like when I was really little about my mom and I were going to this place and we got there and there was this kid. I don't know if it was like a foster house kind of place or what. I don't remember. All I remember is going through their walkway and there was like this kid with a collar on and he was chained up in this like doghouse kind of thing. And I don't know, man. It like that's all I really remember, and just that he was kind of he had like this really angry demeanor on his face, like just pissed. And if he ever got off of that thing, he was gonna kill that bitch that lived inside that put him on that, you know, that leash.
Well, you would think,
but it might have just been a dream. But I'm pretty sure that happened in real life.
I remember
might have been my second life.
I remember when I was in elementary school, there was, you know. There was poor kids, there was the rich kids, there was the middle class like myself.
Right, the clicky clicks.
Yeah, well, one girl was really poor, and it was really sad to see. This is before uniforms took effect, all that crap. She came to school, she used to wear like the same thing every day, she smelled bad, she looked bad, like didn't brush her hair, didn't brush her teeth, no nothing. But she came to school one day, and I guess the only thing she had clean that fit her was a clear... sheer, like, gown.
Ouch.
And her parents took her to school in that.
They call her sheer the queer or anything mean like that? Because kids
remember,
are little fuckers.
I just remember little kids going, you're naked.
No, these are my emperor's new clothes.
No, you're what? Naked. I can
you're
see your
actually
boobies.
Naked.
Like, they had to, they took her in the office, they got her clothes
They're
and
like,
stuff,
whoa,
they
whoa,
called
whoa,
her
whoa.
Parents.
Whoa, you are breaking, like, five laws right now.
Yeah.
Whoa.
How old are you? No.
That's crazy.
It's rather difficult to get the real story as to what happened. One thing is for sure, however, religion played a role in the neglect and torture of these children.
Yes.
To what extended... It's difficult to ascertain, but it's not uncommon for extremely religious individuals to completely isolate themselves from the outside world, especially if they feel it's a corrupting influence.
For example, Waco, or perhaps that fucking compound with the Jim Jones dudes. And
yeah, so if you're a religious
Manson,
you feel everything's crazy and you want everyone to be brainwashed.
Everything is ungodly.
Right. This is pretty cool. This is like a comment, I guess, off
people
the story.
Like that, totally nuts.
Yeah.
Totally. People like that, that is like the lady I delivered to. That I'm like, I on the jamhole.com/Twitter, I'm like, holy crap, time for the crazy religious lady again.
And then you were sad because she wasn't there.
Right, yeah. Right. I was going to totally talk to her, but like, right. It's those kind of people.
She They're has, brainwashing like, their children.
She has her gate shut. And then, you know, it's got the latch thing on it.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, always some kind of wire, like, wrapped around it and shit. And I'm like, I asked her one time, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, are you cool? Because you look nuts right now. And she's like, oh, the kids always come by and they will be kids and they just throw rocks and they just vandalize, but that's what kids do, and I believe in, oh, God, then it just goes, and I'm like, shut up, please! And then right after that, it's...
Don't you wish you weren't working when things like that happen?
Oh, my God,
like, when
I
we
wish.
See earlier a thing from the Atheist Club, please bring up God, I would love to be a douchebag right now.
Oh, I would love to be a douchebag right now.
Anyway, trying to use religion to properly raise your kids is like trying to perform brain surgery with a lead pipe. There's no room for subtlety. How many more little girls will have to have their clitoris removed or die at the hands of their own family for failing to observe religious traditions?
How many more?
Fucking millions.
Huh?
Millions.
You guys have a pretty awesome
clitoris
body count.
Clitoris removed.
Hey.
I don't like those two words together.
Just wait. Until
what?
Woo!
What?
So MDS reminded me of something. He says, did you talk about Tom tripping you yet?
Oh, wait. I still had a tiny bit.
Oh.
Is it cool?
So, well, I just went to his site.
Uh-huh.
Guess what?
What?
Third Place Radio with Tom, episode number 13. Tom back in the saddle.
He
out
got
of
hurt.
Retirement.
He wanted to redeem himself.
Yay! Applause, please. I don't have applause sound effects. Yay! See, all it takes is a little. You just got to nip it in the bud.
You just are you? Do you think
I'm a motivator.
He's gonna thank you for motivating him later in life. Next time you deliver there, he's going to be like, you know what? Thank you for being an asshole.
I don't believe so.
Thank you for telling me that everything I do is bullshit and that I have to prove you wrong by doing it. It still doesn't make a difference.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So, I was just looking at stuff and I saw some comments. And remember, I read some emails, and it was like, you're a douche in episode 200 and all like that. Because we were giving him a hard time about, you know, stopping doing a show and complaining about only having 10 listeners after, you know, like 12 or 11 episodes or whatever the fuck. Mm-hmm. Like, we were just fucking around giving him a hard time. Because if that would have been us, you know, we would have gotten a hard time. And it's fun. It's funny because no one else does this in Kalispell. So it's like, hey.
What's
I can, like, punch you in the nuts and be like, ah, ha, 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 and it's funny. But, so, he says, I don't know if I read this or not, but in episode 12, I talked about this other podcast. I chose my words carefully and edited out the stuff that came off kind of rude to them. I regretfully take back the nice things I said and wish I could put the less than nice things back in.
Well, don't edit your shit.
Why would you do that?
No balls.
No. Is that what it is?
No balls.
No balls. I think he... I don't know, dude.
Do you need cojones?
I don't know anymore. And then...
Well, I guess he's trying to keep it all local and, you know...
Like, G-rated?
Nice and, yeah,
but
I
was
guess.
He like... He recorded, obviously, the first time, and it had some sort of feeling or something in it, right? And then he was like, maybe I shouldn't say that. Because I don't want to start
he'll
shit.
Back and...
And then it'll be a whole to-do and a big back and forth. And then I'll be talking about
it
and he'll be talking about it. And
we do things like that with other podcasts all the time.
Yeah.
And it's not really that big of a deal because we all know we're playing around. We're joking. We're having fun. This
I don't
is
think
what
it's
this
like
is.
That.
Yeah, I think he took it too personally, man.
It's okay.
He's just...
It's okay.
Two.
And Kenny says, the jam holes always talk trash about this and that. It's part of their shock appeal. I didn't know we had shock appeal.
I guess we do.
Is that what it is?
I like it.
I don't know. I wouldn't take anything they say personally. I wouldn't. Honestly, I wouldn't take anything we say seriously. Mm-mm. I mean, some of it you could take seriously. But definitely don't take it personally if we're like, you were crying like a little girl.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha. Like, hey, I cry. We all cry.
You cry like a little girl.
I do. Men cry. Grown men cry. And he says, yeah, and I get that. This is Tom. I don't take it personally. Just funny how the contact with them up to that point was all friendly-like. Took me by surprise is all. And made me wish I would have left my trash talking in my show. Like, do you not have the save version? Or did you already, did you not save that part?
He's probably like, maybe like how ear candy does it.
Do you think he's helping out at the Skull Church?
Ooh, I talked to my coworker about that today.
Did you?
Because he has a sticker on the back of his car.
Are they
about
all
it.
Gonna like dissect a virgin and shit?
I asked him about it. I said, what is this Skull Church thing all about and when does it start? He goes, what do you mean when does it start? I'm like,
Skull Church is always and always has been.
He's like, I thought this was just a church that I go to. And I asked him what it's about. And he told me, he's like, it's just a church. And I'm like, well, hey, what if I went down there to interview this guy? What's going to happen? He's like, I think that it'll be good. You'll find out he's not a phony. I'm like,
really?
I was like, okay, cool, whatever. And
word.
I was like, well, what does he teach? What religion is he? You know, what does he do? He's like, well, it's Christian. And I'm like, well, okay. I'm like, that's fine, whatever. But I'm going to talk to him about it and this, that. And I'm like, I don't believe in religion. And he's like, well, neither does he.
Oh,
I
that's
said, what?
The thing. He's so hip.
I'm like,
hey,
I don't understand this. He's
come
he's
to
in a
Skull
church.
I don't believe in religion.
I
want to
go interview this guy very
I don't
badly.
Believe in religion.
I want to go interview this
neither
guy.
Neither does he.
I want to interview him while my coworker is there.
Oh.
Just so I can go, you are an idiot!
That'd be so great. Just hear me out. Check
He'll
this out.
He'll go back to using drugs and
I don't
shit
believe
again.
In religion. Neither does this guy.
Well, that's so stupid. I don't understand. How can you be a pastor or whatever if you don't fucking believe in
Did
religion
they rip
and you're
off
teaching it?
The Skull Candy logo?
Copyright? Yes.
Huh? Fucking right they did. So then it says, he posts after he said that, like, like 6 minutes later, I'm going to trip Matt next time I see him carrying his water jugs for Christina.
Whoever the hell
I don't
that
even
is.
Know who Christina is. So,
well, Christina does not like you.
Is that Kenny's kid? I don't know.
She probably it's probably like his girlfriend or something that listened back to the show, like
and
our
was like,
show.
Oh my god!
Did you hear them talking crap about you? Oh my god, that is so ridiculous. Why would you do that? That is so mean.
I'm gonna pray for them in church.
Hey, Tom, you know what? So, next time he delivers, you should trip his ass.
Then Kenny says, jugs. Haha. And then I said, don't be such a sensitive Sally. Podcasting is a dirty, cutthroat sport, and if you can't hang with the big dogs, then go hide under the porch.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad that my jest has made you change your mind. Kalispell needs more than just one podcast, even if its only purpose is so we can have someone to make fun of. But above everything else, remember this. It's all in good fun, and if podcast war spills into the real world, it won't end well. And then I said, who is this Christina? Just curious. And then Tom says, don't flatter yourself. Hey, don't flatter yourself.
It's not going to stop us from making fun of him.
Changes were already in the works. Oh, and newsflash, FYI, the internet is part of the real world. So if you can't take the heat in the can.
What? What? What?
I don't even know what I'm reading. If you
really,
oh,
the internet. Hey,
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 the internet. Second Life is real.
It's part of the real.
So if you,
I take this seriously,
you,
okay?
If you can't take the heat,
get the fuck out of my kitchen.
And then, so he said that, and then like 3 minutes later, he's like, "Careful with your curiosity. You know what happened to the cat."
I want to find out who this guy is.
Awesome.
I want to meet him.
He works at the store. But then, so right. So I see, I didn't see all of that, but I saw a couple things. And, you know, we delivered there today. So I went there, and Jesse was with me. He's like, just, we were talking about, like, he was going to trip me, so he's like, dude, we should grab, like, empty jugs and, like, walk in and pretend like they're all heavy, and you see him come and try and trip you. You're like, psych, suck it.
Grab it.
Boom. Like, four-hit empty jug combo upside the head. Just fucking, oh, that'd be so awesome. But we went in there.
You can hear the emptiness of the jug.
Well, Jesse would have, like, a full one making the swishing sound and shit. But no, we went in there, and I don't think I remember what he looks like properly or something. Because I went in there, and there was two dudes, and they both were like, what's up? And I was like, what's up? And
it was
that
cool.
Yeah, and that was it. So I was like, I don't know if he wasn't there or whatever.
Go look up his
or
MySpace.
Maybe in the real world, it's just cool.
He has
like,
the
what's
glasses.
Up? I don't fucking know. But it's kind of cool that there's, like, someone local that we can mess around with. It's kind of fun.
And he totally
we
takes it to heart,
him.
Man. He's totally,
huh?
He's going to get all... I think it's cool
because
it's going to promote drama, kind
I think he'll come around.
For a little while, probably not.
Well, yeah, things like this take
he's
time
gotta
to
get over it.
Work out.
His butthole's got to reset itself from
that
getting
doesn't
pounding.
Probably help.
You stretched it all out, man.
MDS says, you guys gave him a ton of good advice. What an ungrateful twat.
Right.
I know.
We did, and we're still trying to get him to keep doing it, and that's the funny thing. We are promoting you. We're talking about you on our show.
Well, you know? I mean, I'm sure people went and, like, listened to it. Like, really? There's another show in fucking
Kalispell?
Yeah, you
know, people went and checked it out, and, you know, cool. So maybe some people like it, maybe some people don't, whatever. Most people probably won't. But, you know, and we're trying to give him advice as to keep it going and stuff, and he just totally neglects it, and he's like, oh. Well,
maybe he was. Maybe things were in the works. And he was just saying goodbye for a while. It wasn't like goodbye forever. It was like, hey, maybe I'll be back sometime in the near future.
Which happened to
while.
Be the next scheduled episode, right?
Which was, no, sooner.
Sooner?
Sooner than 2 weeks, I think.
Dude, figure out what you're doing.
Sooner, probably.
I don't know. He
June 12th is when 13, it says, just a short podcast about the state of third place radio. And then number 12 was June 2nd. So like the 15th would have been it. Yeah, it's before the 15th. I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
It's 4 minutes long. So
what?
Yeah. Well, that's cool. I'm glad other people here are doing stuff.
He just needs to
lighten
up a little bit.
That's fine. Do whatever the fuck you want. I'm glad everyone's not just sitting in front of your fucking TVs all day going, ugh. All right. So I'm going to read one fuck my life and then we're getting the fuck out of here.
Pick the best fucking one.
Okay, ready?
Ready.
Hold on.
I actually have it up, like, looking at it. So, yeah.
Today, while eating with my kids at McDonald's, my son put his hand up and wanted me to give him a high five. I went to give him a high five, but he moved his hand at the last second, and I end up slapping him in the face.
Yes!
Now everyone thinks I'm a child beater. Fuck my life.
That's awesome.
Email us info@thejamhole.com, 406-204-4687. Give us a call for Monday. Is it the weekend already?
Yeah,
I'm
your
so
weekend.
Excited to just chill and do stuff. We'll see you guys Monday.
I work a double tomorrow.
That sucks for you.
I should be in bed right now.
Not for me. TheJamHole.com, PodcastGameBang.com, TheJamHole.com/store. Check out our stuff. We only have like two or three things, but they're cool.
But you can buy it.
Yes.
All
right.
Buy our shit.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, TheJamHole.com.